Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
Place is first the New Jersey Capital, because I guess you're the first champion from that state, right?
Yeah, I got to go there, and they had a proclamation there for Martin Truex Jr. Day in the state, which is pretty amazing. And I remember when I first started winning in the Busch Series back in the day, I got a street in my hometown named after me, and I thought that was big. But now to have my own day in the state is pretty wild. So got to do that, and went to the White House a few weeks before that, which was absolutely incredible, and a heck of a experience and a huge honor for our whole team. So it's been quite a whirlwind, but still trying to focus in on this year as well and get the job done and hopefully go back to back.
TheFinalLap.com. On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn.
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home. Auto with birth. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Well, since it is Thursday, how would you like to take in the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois next month? We got 4 tickets, a parking pass, and $20 in Classic cash, and it'll all be yours if you join us for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We're at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road in Cedar Rapids. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. Stop on in.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Yes, again.
Coming to you from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. It's the KGYM Road Trip, presented by Linder Tire.
It's a great idea. Let's do a road trip.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
Davidson waiting. He fanned earlier in the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. One of the better breaking balls Manaea has cut loose today.
That was University of Iowa graduate Jeff Hem last Friday in Chicago at Guaranteed Rate Field as the A's split a doubleheader with the Chicago White Sox. Jeff is going to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour, 4:30 today. Also, Eric Steffen of SB Nation with us in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a look at today's Cubs-Dodgers series finale out west, as well as a look around MLB with Eric Woodja on tap as well, as it is another edition of the KGYM Radio Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. We are, as we mentioned earlier, at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Stop on in. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. Happy hour going the first 2 hours of the show tonight. That includes plenty of great specials. And then 6 o'clock until close Thursday, it's half-price wing night here at Mulligan's. Great show for you today. Plan on touching on a number of topics. We did bring up the Cubs and the Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw back for L.A., looking pretty good today. Unfortunately, not going to factor in the decision, or fortunately, if you're a Cubs fan right now, the game tied at 3 in the top of the 7th inning. Albert Almora coming through with a leadoff home run in the 6th inning off Walker Buehler to tie things up. Twins and White Sox are underway as well. As a matter of fact, that game is almost over on the south side of Chicago. Lucas Giolito had a no-hitter going into the 6th inning earlier today for the Sox, but the Twins on top 1-0 courtesy of a solo home run from Logan Morrison. Mariners and Orioles tied at 2 in the 7th inning, and another tie in San Francisco. The Giants and the Rockies all knotted up at 5 apiece. Alex, what's going on? Not too long ago that we were here at Mulligan's, but it's been 2 weeks, and always glad to be back here and looking forward to hopefully making a golf fan very happy today with this John Deere Classic package we're giving away.
It's always good to be back here. The 6 o'clock hour, as we mentioned, with half-price wings, a little bit tough for us because the smell of this place turns intoxicating, and it makes me want to eat wings. But, yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually going to make my way over to Silvis, Illinois this year for the John Deere Classic, my first time over there. And I know that our prize here that you can claim, or if you win, you have to be here to claim your prize at 7 o'clock, is going to make a golf fan very happy. But, Todd, I woke up this morning, and it's the late June, and people, especially Iowa State fans, are upset about a scheduling quirk. Excuse me, not a scheduling quirk, but a TV decision for that Texas game.
Yeah, that November 17th game that Iowa State will travel to Austin for has been picked up for broadcast on the Longhorn Network. Remember, Texas has its own network, and that was a topic of discussion among Big 12 schools when Texas created the Longhorn Network. They're guaranteed to have a certain number of football games every year, and there seems to be some angst right now among the Iowa State fans that it's always Iowa State or it's always ISU and Kansas that get picked up for Longhorn Network broadcast. Not everybody gets the Longhorn Network, and Iowa State has said that the game will be available on tape delay. No one uses tape anymore in 2018, but you understand the terminology. The game will be played back on some sort of delay, likely a couple hours, on Cyclones TV for those of you who are subscribers to that. So it's going to be a little difficult to watch Iowa State and Texas in what should be a pretty good game this year from Austin, I would think. But look, I understand both sides of this. I understand why there's a little bit of hand-wringing going on not being able to see the game very easily or having to work to see the game. It is 2018 after all, and you would think that you'd be able to see every game on TV, but that's just not the way that it tends to work out. And because of this Longhorn Network, and Texas has the rights, the home team with the rights and its own network, somebody's got to lose out. And unfortunately, it's Iowa State and Texas. You would have thought that perhaps Iowa State had played itself up into a role where you could view it as nationally relevant enough that maybe the networks would step in and say, let's hold off on this, and this may be a game that has national appeal by November 17th. But as is the case, the kickoff time and television announced today, the University of Texas late kick, 7 o'clock kickoff, so a night game there in Austin, and going to be a difficult one to find now. As Scott Unash did an excellent job of reminding everybody earlier today on the gym class, just about an hour ago, we are an Iowa State affiliate, so because it's hard to watch on TV does not necessarily mean that you can't call the radio home for just one game. We want you here for all of them, but if it's going to be hard to watch, it's going to be really easy to listen to on 1600 AM, the main gym, which is the home for Iowa State football and basketball. 319-366-1600. That's the number to reach out to us on the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertin & Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. As we mentioned, plenty to get to today. We really did not touch on LeBron James and many of the NBA storylines from yesterday's program. We did get a little sidetracked by somebody wanting to address soccer on the text line, and as I've said a number of times, this program is as much the listeners as it is mine, and we decided we were going to tackle soccer yesterday. Luckily, none of us got a yellow card or a red card,
I think
by fair play rules, we're still in the mix here. I think we're going to be able to move on.
Luckily or unluckily, however you want to look at it, we don't have to bring up soccer today because the World Cup avoided a fiasco.
I don't know if I'd call it a fiasco or not.
A team possibly advancing to the round of 16, the knockout round, based on having less yellow and red cards than another team is something that I would consider a fiasco. I don't know about you.
Imagine if the Big Ten, the final NCAA tournament berth, came down to which Big Ten team got fewer technical fouls during the year or something along
those
lines.
Better not have a Draymond Green-like player on your team.
You're going to the MLB postseason if your team had the fewest ejections.
That's awful.
And then if it had to go any further than that, you essentially have FIFA throwing names in a hat.
Yeah, like
and
a,
drawing teams at random. So,
like ping pong balls in the lottery, is that how they draw? I don't even
that's
know.
That's exactly my understanding of how the entire world works, not just FIFA. I think every major decision comes down to putting names on a piece of paper and throwing them in a hat. We've got baseball to talk as well. It doesn't look good for the Cedar Rapids Colonels tonight. They were supposed to take on the Burlington Bees, game one of the first road trip of the second half at Community Field tonight. Big storm blew through southeast Iowa not too long ago, and unfortunately it looks like it peeled the tarp right off the field in Burlington, and it does not look like conditions are going to allow the Colonels to play tonight. So I believe I've already seen a doubleheader rescheduled for tomorrow night between the Colonels and the Angels affiliate. So no Colonels baseball tonight. Lots of afternoon baseball. We mentioned the Cubs and the Dodgers still playing. And the final college baseball game of the year on tap tonight as well. It's going to get underway at 5:30 in Omaha, Nebraska. And boy, oh boy, the reason that they're playing the game today is a good one. You have the college baseball version of Bill Buckner letting a ball roll between his legs last night. Arkansas, which won Game 1 of the College World Series, leading 3-2 last night in the ninth inning, two outs.
Runner on third base.
There was a runner on third base, which is not important to the story at this point, but foul pop-up looks to be it. The game is over. There are three guys. All of them had an opportunity to make the catch. Needless to say, none of them did. Very next pitch on a 2-2 count. Base hit ties the game up. Oregon State winds up going on to win the game. And now you have the do-or-die game three tonight from TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Again, 5:30 on the ESPN family of networks. We're going to ask, would you bet the house on Oregon State tonight coming up inside Would You, which will be at 5:30 tonight. Certainly a tough loss to overcome if you're Arkansas. Now, on the other hand, Arkansas was one out away from sweeping the series in two games, so I think it's pretty easy to say that they've been the superior team here, so why would you necessarily bet against the team that's been better in the first two games? I think it's going to be a good discussion topic tonight once we get to Would You. But the real thing we want to remind everybody about, a KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. And don't forget, if you're in need of new tires or any service this summer, Linder Tire does not just specialize in tires. They do it all for you. You can learn about everything they offer at lindertire.com or visit one of their three Iowa locations, North Liberty, Iowa City, and Grinnell. LinderTire.com for special online-only savings, and we'll get you the latest update there as well. But stop on in. Old Marion Road, kind of kitty-corner to Nelson's Meat Market. It's Mulligan's Pub, and we've got four tickets to the John Deere Classic coming up in 2 weeks in Silvis, Illinois. The PGA Tour stop right in our backyard over by the Quad Cities. Not only do we have four tickets, they're good for any day of the tournament, the 12th through the 15th. You can wait and use them on Sunday for the final round if you want to. But we've got a parking pass, and we'll also throw in $20 in classic cash. You can use it on tournament merchandise. You can use it on food and beverage, anything that you want to there while you're on the grounds of the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. How are you going to win those? Well, you got to be here at Mulligan's with us when we draw. That's the only stipulation. However, if you can't join us at Mulligan's tonight, Alex, we've also got some Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets to give away today.
We do, and I assume we'll give those away before 7 o'clock. Is it one of those? I know that our tickets for the John Deere Classic are any day, and the Colonels tickets typically are for a few days. Is this a given date?
Thursday,
we are giving
the very next Thursday,
Thursday, okay.
July 5th, fireworks that night, as well as the Colonels will celebrate the 4th of July a day late. They are on the road on the 4th this year. Thursday, July 5th, Colonels taking on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a 6:35 game next Thursday at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and we've got four tickets to that. And I'll tell you right now, We're going to give them away at 5:50 tonight, immediately after Would You. That's right. It is a Thursday staple here on the program, 1600 AM, as well as our FM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids. If you don't have anything going on tonight, maybe you're just looking for something to do. Maybe you're a little hungry, you want to grab a bite to eat. Want to come in, and I'd say get out of the heat, but it's actually very nice out today, so that's not an excuse. Whatever you need to tell yourself in order to come in and have a good time with us at Mulligan's tonight, please do so. Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road hosting us until 7 o'clock tonight, and they've got a special on Sam Adams 76. That's the beer of the day here as well, 375 pints on Sam Adams 76. So stop on in, and we're going to be chatting in just a few minutes with a guy that I've known for a really long time, all the way back to his time in the Midwest League, working for the Kane County Cougars, Jeff Hem. He's a University of Iowa graduate, and last Friday he was finally able to fulfill a lifelong dream. He can call himself a Major League broadcaster. Jeff pinch hit on the Oakland A's radio network and called both ends of a doubleheader between the White Sox and the A's. We'll catch up with Jeff, find out all about that experience, and look back on his time at Iowa coming up in just a few minutes. 419, how are things looking on that Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line?
0723 informs us that the fair play rule, as it's called in international soccer, did come into play. Japan advanced into the knockout round, the round of 16, over Senegal, who they both had 4 points in the tournament based on having less red and yellow cards. It's called the fair play rule.
Okay, you would confuse me there when you said they avoided disaster, because I thought that did come down to that. But yeah, the Japanese, by virtue of being the most courteous team among those remaining, were able to advance, and so it's not quite on the level, on the scope of Germany having to sit things out, but certainly World Cup news there for you. I don't know, BJ and Marion, he normally joins us here at the road trip for half-price wings. I don't know whether he's got the stopwatch out today or not, figuring whether we're going to get... He wanted 3 minutes on Germany, so maybe we can only give him about 90 seconds on fair play today. MentalityHealth.com is a website to go to if you're a man, especially a man 40 and older. That's when you have to start considering whether or not low testosterone could be affecting your quality of life. Testosterone is that chemical that everybody has, but it's really the driving force behind what makes a man a man. And as you age, testosterone levels can drop, and drop to the point where they start affecting things like your memory, your energy level, even your ability to lose a little extra of that belly weight. Things can all trace back to low testosterone, and that's where Mentality steps in. It's a men's health clinic with locations across the Midwest, but they've got one right here in our backyard in North Liberty. As a matter of fact, they're taking appointments on multiple days now. More people are using the Mentality services than ever here in eastern Iowa, and you can as well. If you go to mentalityhealth.com, you'll have all your questions answered, and you can even find out whether or not insurance will cover your visit to the clinic. Spoiler alert, chances are it will. MentalityHealth.com.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years, presents another edition of the Cubs Report with Todd Brommelkamp.
The Cubs fell to the Dodgers again last night, 7-5, as they dropped to 1-6 on their current road trip. So let's talk about something more positive. Who's your all-time favorite Cubs player? I have two, and after Saturday night, I'll finally be able to say I've met both of them. While I'll always have a special place in my heart for Jody Davis, it wasn't his batting stance I'd spend hours trying to emulate in my backyard as a kid. That was Andre Dawson, Hawk, the 1987 National League MVP. Dawson will join fellow Cubs legend Fergie Jenkins in Des Moines Saturday at Principal Park as the Iowa Cubs host the Memphis Redbirds. Both will be signing autographs to raise money for Jenkins' foundation. After being let go by the Miami Marlins last winter, Dawson's rejoined the Cubs organization as a special assistant to baseball operations. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown in 2010, his ninth year on the ballot. How can you pass up an opportunity to see and meet a pair of Hall of Famers, one of whom you idolized as a kid?
Beautiful burrito ingredients divided in the loneliest way.
But only Poncheros lets good ingredients play. Begin the introductions, Bob the Tool. Chicken, meat cheese. Cheese, meat rice. Rice, meat salsa. Salsa, meat beans. Pinch me, Bob. I'm in a perfectly mixed-up dream. Poncheros. Ingredients bobbed fresh. Burritos better built.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like any more than you, man.
424, welcome back in. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, continuing on from Mulligan's Pub in Cedar Rapids, the northeast side on Old Marion Road, kind of kitty corner to Nelson's Meat Market. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. Right now it's happy hour, so stop on in and take advantage of those great specials until 6 o'clock, and then half-price wings kick in as well. Jeff Hem, the AAA Nashville Sounds broadcaster, joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour, University of Iowa alum who was able to fulfill his lifelong dream of calling a major league game last week as he pinch hit for the Oakland A's radio network, set to join us in just a few minutes. Boy, things got out of hand for the Cubs and the Dodgers there in the seventh inning at Chavez Ravine today. The Cubs and Dodgers had been tied at three apiece, and then the Cubs came alive. It's now 10-3 as they move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Walker Buehler on in relief of Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw making his return for the Dodgers today. And Buehler as well. He was supposed to make a rehab start for AAA Oklahoma City tonight, where Jeff is joining us on the phone line in a few minutes. And instead of seeing Walker Buehler tonight in Oklahoma City, they decided, the Dodgers that is, to throw him in relief of Clayton Kershaw. And this would be his quote-unquote rehab work. Well, maybe it's not best to rehab a guy in actual live big league situation.
It's actually a terrible idea. There have been so many cases of this year where guys are being rushed back, and especially a guy who is usually a starter, bringing him on in relief, not necessarily the smartest idea, but hey, the Cubs bats come alive for the day, and it looks like they'll get a split in Los Angeles. Would you have taken that if I told you at the beginning of the series that they would get a split in L.A.?
Absolutely, especially given the way that they played against the Reds. I'm not going to turn my nose up at anything at this point. I do want to mention the Cubs report there, though, that you heard from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers a couple minutes ago. Going to be a big night at Principal Park on Saturday. It's a five-game series between Memphis and Iowa, but Saturday, Andre Dawson and Fergie Jenkins are going to be in Des Moines signing autographs and meeting fans. And not only that, but I think Alex and I are also going to be there. We're not charging for autographs, but Luke Voigt, friend of the show and childhood friend of Alex, is back in AAA with Memphis. He's been back and forth between St. Louis and Memphis all season long. And I think I convinced you to join me for either the Saturday game, or you're going to go over on Sunday to see the Redbirds.
I hope so. Hopefully I can get over there on Saturday. It doesn't look like Sunday's going to work out very well because the weather doesn't look like it's going to cooperate for that Sunday game, and I don't want to drive over there if it's going to rain all day. So,
well, I mean, the Colonels drove all the way down to Burlington tonight on the bus, and
hopefully in Des Moines the tarp doesn't blow off the field.
Now, according to my well-placed sources in Burlington, they did have the tarp secured. You may recall earlier in the year, most likely you didn't, but I did tweet about it, that they had an incident in Burlington where the tarp blew off during a series with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and it blew into the net, completely took down the protective netting over the first base dugout. Field was in terrible shape. This time they say that the tarp was properly secured. They had a storm blow through about an hour ago. 60-mile-an-hour winds, got under the tarp and blew it off. So the Colonels and Bees will be playing a doubleheader tomorrow night, and that series will continue through Sunday as well. And by the way, if you're thinking about joining Alex and me for that iCubs game on Saturday night, very few tickets remaining on the Iowa Cubs website.
Oh, no.
You can always ask your buddy, hey, put me on the pass list.
I don't want to be that guy.
Be that guy.
I really don't want to be that guy.
You can always be that guy. This is a little unusual for the KGYM Radio Road Trip, but we've got our third wheel here with us. It's Kyle, our producer. Jeff Downing is back in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, and Kyle is going to bring you a big board update.
Hawkeye football team lost one of its young tight ends last night when Jake Coons announced on his Twitter that he'd be stepping away from the team for the time being to concentrate on his academics. The phrasing he used would indicate a return is possible, but not certain. Coons redshirted as a freshman last season after coming from Solon as a three-star recruit. And just another quick update on the Lindell Wigginton NBA hype train. Sports Illustrated released their top 60 prospects for next year's draft. Wigginton checks in at number 25. He's the seventh highest sophomore and fourth highest small guard. The Colonels lost their series finale with Beloit last night, 4-3 in 11 innings, to snap a season-high tying six-game winning streak. They also lost pitcher Brewster Gratterall to High A Fort Myers, promoted after a relatively short stint in Cedar Rapids, especially for a guy coming off Tommy John surgery. But he did flash his talent, going 3-2 with a 2.18 ERA, 51 strikeouts in 41 innings, and a whip below one. The Gazette's Jeff Johnson says a scout recently called Gratterall the best pitching prospect he'd seen in 38 years. The Colonels begin a road series with Burlington tonight at 6:35. Gratterall wasn't the only call-up relevant to Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids Xavier product Mitch Keller was promoted to AAA Indianapolis within the Pirates organization after recording a .64 ERA in four June starts. The Major League Baseball's 13th-ranked prospect is now on the cusp of breaking into the bigs. The guides are at Mulligan's until 7 o'clock with half-priced wings after 6, and once we're done, we'll hand you over to ESPN programming.
Yeah, as we mentioned, that Colonels game's already been washed out in Burlington tonight, so they'll be playing a doubleheader tomorrow. And noon game yesterday at Veterans Memorial Stadium, as I mentioned, the first chance that I've had to see up close that minor league extra innings rule is unfortunately 7-0 became 6-1 for the Colonels as far as their start goes in the second half, but clean record and an opportunity to play two tomorrow against the Bees on the road. So if you're maybe thinking about heading off, getting out of work tonight at 5 o'clock and making that hour and 40 minute drive down to Burlington, however long it is to catch the Colonels tonight, you can make alternative plans, like joining us here at Mulligan's for the KGYM Radio Road Trip. Again, somebody is going to take home a 4-pack of tickets, a parking pass, and $20 in classic cash to next month's John Deere Classic at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. All you need to do is be here with us at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road when we draw for a winner. We're going to chat with AAA broadcaster Jeff Hem in just a few minutes, University of Iowa alum who called the doubleheader for the White Sox and the A's last week, adding his name to a long and storied list of Iowa grads that have become big league broadcasters, and will do so after this sports beat.
At Hawkeye Title and Settlement, if we had our way, every house, every store, pretty much every building would be painted black and gold. But alas, ours is not a perfect world. Hi, this is Steve Anderson, and our Hawkeye-loving staff has accepted that fact. So, no matter what color residential or commercial property you're selling or buying, we're here when you need efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Sorry, black and gold paint sold separately. Hawkeye Title and Settlement of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
And this sports beat is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, celebrating 14 years of service.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Oh, sports. You know, they can give you a feeling of elation few other things can, especially when your team does something like win a championship, and especially for the first time. But sports can also make you feel as though you've just been kicked in the worst of spots, unable to breathe, sleep, eat, or have a normal conversation. Welcome to the world of the Razorbacks right now. Last night here in Omaha, one out away from their first baseball national title, they're up 3-2 in the ninth against Oregon State. Pop up, foul territory, right field side. side. Three Razorbacks run to the baseball, and nobody touches it. It drops harmlessly foul between all three. Shortly after that, the Beaver hitter ties the game with a single, and then another hits a two-run homer. Game three, suddenly tonight. Watch that if you want to see whether the Hogs can or cannot overcome that heartache. Psychology will be on display in game three. In 60 seconds, it's time to work.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like free battery testing, so you can finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional or Max Life High Mileage and an STP oil filter for $25.99. Upgrade to an STP Extended Life oil filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
How's that Gatorade, Golic?
It's not Gatorade. Trey, it's something else.
But it looks like Gatorade.
And it definitely tastes like it as well. Even has all those electrolytes you know and love, but it's not.
I'm on pins and needles here, man. What is it then?
It's new Gatorade Zero. All the electrolytes, zero sugar.
Zero sugar? Well, that is something else.
Yep, sure is. And Gatorade Zero is available in orange, lemon lime, and glacier cherry. So go pick some up today.
He clearly means business, and for $75 million guaranteed dollars, he should. He's won a national title with Florida State, but now he's taking on the challenges of the SEC, and it's time to work. So first-year Texas A&M head football coach Jimbo Fisher just needs a good Jimbo-like place to work. So what's he doing? Completely changing his office, previously inhabited by former A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin. Sumlin had dark carpet and black walls. Jimbo said he saw it and said, quote, "It's like a damn nightclub in here. This ain't going to be my office." He told that to Dave Campbell's Texas Football via the Dallas Morning News. What else has he done? No background music at practice. Now, Sumlin certainly wasn't the only coach who let his players have music playing during practice, but Jimbo's stance makes sense. He says, quote, "How in the heck can they hear when you coach them? I'm trying to coach them at the same time. Are they going to listen to the song, or are they going to listen to me?" End quote. You know, sometimes people say things that just make too much sense. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
While international soccer tournaments might try, nothing rallies the world together like chicken wings. So we're doing our part to bring nations together with five traditional wings for just $5 during international soccer matches. The during soccer matches condition is just a coincidence. We have total faith in chicken's ability to unite. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer. Sports.
Offer valid June 14th through July 11th during tournament matches. Only in restaurant at participating locations. Terms and conditions and additional restrictions apply. See location for details.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back of my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our best deal on Firestone tires this summer. Check driveafirestone.com or your local Firestone Complete Auto Care for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Back to the Todd Bravo Camp Show, right here on KGYM.
You keep using language like that, and you're going to find yourself out of a job.
437, welcome back in as we continue the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road here in Cedar Rapids. Woodja on the way for you. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, somebody is going to walk away tonight before we're out of here with 4 tickets, parking, and $20 in classic cash to the John Deere Classic next month as well. Colonel's tickets on the line for you tonight at 5:50 as well if you're caller number 6. Lots more to get to right now. A week ago, our next guest was in the major leagues calling the White Sox A's doubleheader. Tonight, he's in one of my favorite cities in America, Oklahoma City. It's a little bit of a difference between the Pacific Coast League and the American League. It's University of Iowa alum Jeff Hem. I've known Jeff a long time and kind enough to take the time to join us tonight. Jeff, hey, congratulations on last Friday. Have you come back down to earth yet?
Todd, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me. I knew, you know, unlike most player call-ups, I knew how long mine was going to last, so that made it a little bit easier. There was no surprise when I found out I'd been sent back after the game. It was some of the great 24 hours of my life, and I'll never forget it. And then the very next day, I was on my way back to Nashville to rejoin our ball club.
Let our listeners know, Jeff, just how long that this day was in the making for you. When did your journey to becoming a professional broadcaster start out?
Well, it started about 72 hours after I graduated from Iowa in May of 2004. I joined the Battle Creek Yankees as basically an intern a few days after graduation. They'd already started their season in April. They're in the Midwest League. They're now the Great Lakes Loons for Colonels fans who are familiar. And so I joined them a few days after graduation, and it was me and one other guy who had graduated from his school in January of that year. So he was able to take that first month and a half while I was finishing school. And I met up with the team just a few days after graduation, spent the summer in Battle Creek, then had 7 more years in the Midwest League with Kane County. So I loved my trips to Cedar Rapids. Obviously, I knew the area from being at Iowa, and loved my trip there when Kane County would play the Colonels. And then this is my 7th year, excuse me, in Nashville. So 15 years now of broadcasting in the minor leagues. And, you know, there are a lot of easy comparisons between this road and what the players try to go through. Generally speaking, the broadcasters sort of work their way up, but they don't necessarily go level by level like a player would. And in some cases, it's harder to get to the big leagues math-wise as a broadcaster than it is as a player. So you never know when the day is going to come, how it's going to come. I don't know if I'll ever do another big league game. I hope I do, but there's no guarantee. And so last Friday could not have been better. It was everybody treated me great, and you know, it's something that I've been working for a long time. But it sort of came out of the blue the way I was contacted, and the guy that I was filling in for had to attend a memorial service, so it wasn't the best of circumstances in that respect to be the reason why they needed somebody. But the geography played a little bit of a role. The fact that Chicago was only an hour flight away from Nashville, it was relatively easy for me to get to, and they had a need, and they were kind enough to give the opportunity to the guy doing their games at AAA.
Jeff, I'm glad you bring up the players, because they always talk about how special that moment is, the call-up for the first time, the first time they know they're going to the big leagues. Did you get the full call-up experience? What was that moment like when you found out?
Well, we were in Nashville on an off day, and my wife and I have 2 young kids under the age of 5. We decided to take them to their daycare that day and go to a movie, which I could not tell you the last time we had been to an actual movie theater. So she and I were in a movie, and like I said, the sounds were off that day, so I didn't have a game and didn't have to be at the ballpark. And about midway through this movie, I felt my phone vibrate, and I looked at it, and it was an email from the director of broadcasting for our parent club, the Oakland A's, saying, "Hey, Jeff, do you have a couple of minutes to chat today?" And this is not someone that I regularly converse with during the season, so I was surprised to get that email. And, you know, could only think of a couple of reasons why they might be emailing me, but I didn't want to get presumptuous thinking I knew exactly why, but I thought maybe they do need me for something. And so we finished the movie. I called him back right away, and we talk on the phone for a little bit. He's just sort of asking how the season's going, and he says, "Well, the main reason for my call is we need somebody to fill in for Vince Catronio. And it's on June the 22nd, and wanted to see if you're interested." And I, of course, said, "Absolutely, I'm interested." And we, you know, we chatted for a few minutes. We worked out the details. The Nashville team was at home the night before, the night of, and the night after. So it made it really easy for us at the Sounds to find somebody to take my spot. And so that's how I found out. It was initially via an email saying, basically, give me a call when you can. And we chatted on the phone. And then after that, I mean, my wife was with me at the time, so she was the first one to find out. And then I got to do what the players typically do and make a couple of phone calls to mom and dad and share that fun news. And so it, in some ways, I think it was similar to what it could be like for a player.
Jeff, this is an extremely important question. What movie was it?
I don't remember the name of it. It's the one with Melissa McCarthy where she, like, goes back to college. Something Life is I'm blanking on the name of it. Something about Melissa McCarthy as a middle-aged woman decides to go back to college while her daughter is a senior in college. And it was a fairly entertaining movie. But the last 45 minutes or so while I was wondering what this phone call was possibly going to be like, I really wasn't paying too close of attention to the movie, but I was a good husband and I stuck it out and finished it rather than jumping up right away and giving him a call. So I won some points for that with my wife.
Iowa alum Jeff Hem joining us, AAA broadcaster for the Nashville Sounds, the Class A affiliate of the Class AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Jeff joining us from Oklahoma City, now a major league broadcaster, if only for one day. 15 years at this, Jeff. Was there ever a point in time, especially with two young kids, where you thought, you know, maybe it's time to walk away from this?
Not really. I mean, I think anybody in all their different jobs has the moments of, you know, sort of what if or what would I do and, you know, what else is there out there. But I love what I do. And I think the biggest thing is that while, of course, I want to get to the big leagues again someday and be up there longer and have that be the spot, I truly am happy doing what I'm doing. And I think I would have given this up a long time ago if that weren't the case. I've been asked this before, and the way I look at it is I don't know what I would want to do if I weren't doing what I'm doing, and that tells me that I'm still in the right field. I would love, in some senses, a job where I'd be home a lot more. It would be great in a lot of ways. Obviously, I'd get a lot more time with my kids, but if I'm home more but unhappy with my job, to the point where it would just make me a different person, like just so unhappy and missing what I'm doing that I'm, that's great that I'm home more, but it's sort of like I'm the body is there, but the mind is not there. I don't know that that's a benefit for my family either. So while there's a lot of sacrifices that get made and a lot of times I wish I could be at two places at once, I still love what I do. And so I've never gotten close to the point of trying to find something else to do. And a lot of that is because, I love what I do, whether the big leagues are a reality or not. And so it's not something that I've been close to giving up to this point.
What advice do you have for young broadcasters who are trying to go on the same career trajectory as yourself?
Well, I get contacted by a lot of guys and girls as they're either graduating or about to graduate or have graduated. And the biggest thing that I don't want to say it was a mistake, just as my process evolved at Iowa, I was really late in my time at Iowa when I realized what I wanted to do. I spent my first couple of years kind of going back and forth. I thought I wanted to be a teacher so that I could coach baseball. I wanted to do something with sports, but it really did not click for me that announcing could really be a career. I don't know why. It just didn't really click for me until later on in college. So the most of the broadcast work I did at KRUI and in my coursework as a journalism major was late as a junior, and then all of my senior year I worked in student radio. So the biggest thing that I try to tell people is if you think you at all have interest in it, and you're in college, don't waste a day of college without trying to get better, trying to learn how to be a producer, trying to learn how to be a play-by-play guy, trying to learn how to be an anchor, a reporter, because the more you can do while you're in college and you don't have to work in the real world yet, the better off you'll be when you actually get out into the real world. And I got really lucky. I got hired kind of out of some luck involved, actually, by an Iowa alum who has sort of had a soft spot for giving me an opportunity out of college. I had not done a lot of baseball when I got that first baseball job. So I think now, man, if I had gone a full 4 years at Iowa, you know, knowing that this was something I wanted to do, I would have been in a lot better shape as I got out of school, and I wouldn't have needed as much luck as I got. You still need some luck, but I wouldn't have needed as much as I got by my situation. So, I mean, it's great to listen to Al Michaels and Jim Nance and, you know, Pat Hughes and Gary Dolphin. It's great to listen to them, but to be a play-by-play person, you have to do the play-by-play yourself. And I tell people that doesn't mean you have to be getting paid for it or that you have to be working for an actual station. You can take a tape recorder to a high school baseball game, sit in the bleachers, and try a couple of innings of play-by-play, go listen to it, have other people listen to it, figure out what you like, what you don't like, what you can get better at, and just keep doing that, and you'll get better very quickly. There's a lot you can read about and learn about and listen to, but this is one profession especially where you have to do it yourself to get better at it. So those are a couple things that come to my mind that people can take advantage of, especially if they're still in school and they don't need the income and the real-world job just yet. They can do a lot while they're still in school.
We'll go ahead and give Scott Saylor a name check there. That was your who you were referencing in Battle Creek there, who gave you your opportunity to get into broadcasting. You rattled off some names there, Jeff. Who are some of the guys that you maybe take some influence from in broadcasting?
Well, Gary Dolphin, for sure, and this is a regret. I wish I had reached out to Gary when I was at Iowa. I didn't do that, and that was foolish because Gary is a great human being. He's very helpful to younger people. He gets it. He's worked his way very diligently to get where he is. So I love listening to Gary, but I wish I'd taken more opportunities to try to learn more from him while I was at Iowa. But he's a great guy to associate with and to learn from. I grew up in the Chicago area, so I was fortunate to have some outstanding announcers to listen to. Wayne Larrabee, who does the Green Bay Packers now on radio and some Big Ten Network stuff over the years. He used to do some work for the Bulls. Outstanding radio play-by-play guy. Pat Hughes of the Cubs is outstanding and has been something of a mentor to me. And part of the reason last Friday was as enjoyable and as easy as it was is because the guy I was working with, Ken Korak, who is the longtime voice of the Oakland A's, is somebody I really admire for the way he calls a game. He's prepared. He's been doing it for a long time, but he doesn't mail in a single day. He does his homework. He really paints the picture on radio. I think he's outstanding. I think Kevin Harlan is second to none in football and basketball play-by-play with how descriptive he is. With radio, as simple as it sounds, you have to describe everything or the listener will not know what is happening. And so it's a great challenge, and it's part of why I love it. I've done some television, but I love radio because of the challenge of really having to paint that picture. And so the few guys I've just mentioned I think are really good at doing that, really making the action come alive and not just saying there's a base hit to left, but really giving you detail behind it to really help it come to life. And I think that's why listeners want to stick with their broadcast for a few hours when they're on the air.
Jeff, we appreciate you taking time to join us from Oklahoma City today. And if I had to wager, I think you're going to get more than one game in the major leagues after listening last Friday. I was actually talking to Chris Mehring, a name you'll remember from your Midwest League days.
Oh, yeah.
At the Colonels game, the Timber Rattlers were in town. I was telling him I was listening to you before going over for the T-Rats and Colonels game last Friday. So he says hi, and you got a lot of people who were pretty happy for you. So thanks again for taking the time to join us, and we'll touch base down the road again someday, I have a feeling.
That sounds great. Really, really appreciate you guys having me, and all my best to everybody in Eastern Iowa. I love that. I love that region, and I hope to get back there soon.
All right, and do believe the Sounds have at least one more trip to Des Moines this year as well on the PCL schedule. So perhaps we'll be seeing Jeff at Principal Park. And yes, not only are the iCubs in the Pacific Coast League, but the Memphis Redbirds and the Nashville Sounds are as well.
That makes sense.
It is the most geographically challenged league in America. Oklahoma City, by the way, is indeed one of my favorite cities.
I thought you were being facetious.
No,
there.
And Bricktown Ballpark, which is where the Oklahoma City Dodgers play their game, is a really beautiful ballpark. And I don't know whether they still have a Mickey Mantle Steakhouse right across the street, but you can have dinner or couple drinks if you want at Mickey Mantle's and then walk right across the street and go to a game. I went to a game there in Oklahoma City the last time that the Iowa softball team was in the Softball World Series. And not only did I get to see a couple guys that I saw play in the minor leagues a million years when they were in A-ball, but Bo Porter, the former Hawkeye two-way player who would go on to manage in the major leagues, Bo was, I believe, at that time a member of, I think it was the Nashville Sounds, actually, Jeff's team that were playing there at the time. They were a Pirates affiliate, but Bo Porter was there, and I was sitting in the second row, and I got him with a Go Hawks. I was able to get him to turn around and acknowledge me as I was sitting there just nursing a glass of water, as I often do at baseball games. 4:53, we will step aside and take a quick break. 1 hour from now, you're going to have a chance to take home four tickets to next Thirsty Thursday and the Colonels and Timber Rattlers. That's right, you can nurse your own water. It'll cost you just $2 next Thursday night, July 5th, as the Colonels take on the Timber Rattlers. 5:50 tonight, we'll give away that four-pack of tickets. Back after this.
There's no place like the fair. The Linn County Fair in Central City, today through Monday. This Sunday is Military Appreciation Day, provided by USA Communications. To honor and thank our local military, all military personnel, current and past, get in free to that day's grandstand events. Freestyle, Madness Moto, and BMX Throwdown kicks off at 1. Then the Chuck Wagon Races kick off at 6 in the grandstand, sponsored by Kelly Concrete. For ticket information and locations, go to thelinncountyfair.com. The fair is located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, today through Monday, with free daily fair admission and parking. Sponsored by SPS Inc., Linn Newsletter, CBS 2, Fox 28, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com and start your new family tradition at the Linn County Fair.
Celebrate Independence Day by saving big money during Menards 4th of July sale. Right now, all Procter & Gamble products are on sale. Plus, receive a $10 rebate on a single qualifying purchase of $40 or more. Era liquid laundry detergent has 2 times the cleaning power versus leading liquid value detergent. A 96-load bottle of Era is only $7.77. Sale prices are good through July 4th during Menards 4th of July sale.
Save big money at Menards.
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local.
Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
You want some powerhouse, bone-rattling, ear-splitting fireworks? You won't have to go far, because Boom Boom Billy's has 5 area locations. Have a blast with Boom Boom Billy's fireworks, locally owned and operated. Like they say, Boom Boom Billy's fireworks are almost illegal. Check out their Facebook page for daily specials and locations. Get quality Black Cat fireworks at a great price and more. Open daily at 11 a.m. now through July 8th. Get loud and get wild with fireworks from your local guy, Boom Boom Billy.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals. Def Leppard. The birds. The eagle.
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather,
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston. Chicago.
Cities.
Boston, Chicago, Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner! Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Give it up, everybody, for Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap.
Now former Tigers pitching coach Chris Bosio has spoken out for the first time since being fired by the organization yesterday for making what at the time were described as racially insensitive comments. And I got to tell you, if this is the true story, if Bosio is telling the truth here, I think he got a raw deal. We'll get to that coming up to kick off hour number two. But right now, we'll keep things here at Mulligan's Pub as Kyle has a big board update.
The Hawkeye football team lost one of its young tight ends last night when Jake Coons announced on his Twitter that he'd be stepping away from the team for the time being to concentrate on his academics. The phrasing he used would indicate a return is possible, but not certain. Coons redshirted as a freshman last season after coming from Solon as a three-star recruit. And just another quick update on the Lindell Wigginton NBA hype train. Sports Illustrated released their top 60 prospects for next year's draft, and Wigginton checks in at number 25. He's the seventh highest-rated sophomore and fourth highest small guard. The Colonels lost their series finale with Beloit last night, 4-3 in 11 innings, to snap a season-high tying six-game winning streak. They also lost pitcher Brewster Gratterall to High A Fort Myers, promoted after a relatively short stint in Cedar Rapids, especially for a guy coming off Tommy John surgery. But he did flash his talent, going 3-2 with a 2.18 ERA, 51 strikeouts in 41 innings, and a whip below one. The Gazette's Jeff Johnson says the scout recently called Gratterall the best pitching prospect he'd seen in 38 years. The Colonels begin a road series with Burlington tonight at 6:35. And Gratterall wasn't the only call-up relevant to Cedar Rapids, as Xavier product Mitch Keller was promoted to AAA Indianapolis within the Pirates organization. He recorded a .64 ERA in four June starts, and he's the Major League's 13th-ranked prospect. The guys are here at Mulligan's until 7 o'clock with half-priced wings after 6, and once we're done, we're going to hand you over to ESPN programming.
And again, I think that game has already been rained out in Burlington tonight because of the tarp situation. So it looks like a doubleheader tomorrow and a noon game yesterday between the Colonels and the Snappers as they finished up that three-game series with the A's affiliate. We will see them back in town next week. As we mentioned, tickets for the July 5th game between the Colonels and the Timber Rattlers on the way for you. 5:50 tonight. Woodja on tap as well. Chris Bosio comments and some NBA discussion on tap for you as well if you stick with us here. 5 o'clock hour, KGYM Radio Road Trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on all three frequencies next.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Spurs are talking with a number of teams about a deal involving disgruntled forward Kawhi Leonard. The Lakers and the Celtics are in on those discussions, but the Spurs are still hoping to repair the relationship with Leonard. Wojnarowski also reports Paul George will opt out of his contract for next season with the Thunder, but he could re-sign.
Oklahoma City, independent of whatever the Lakers do, have done just a tremendous job of building a case for him to stay there, and he's enjoyed playing with Russell Westbrook.
Adrian Wojnarowski on Golic and Wingo. While talking with E60's Jeremy Schapp, Sammy Sosa would not say whether he ever used PEDs, saying only that he never tested positive. The full interview airs at 9 a.m. Eastern Sunday on ESPN. Baseball finals today. The Diamondbacks shut out the Marlins 4-0, 7 scoreless for Zach Greinke. The A's sweep the Tigers in a four-game series 4-2. Detroit has lost 9 in a row. England, Belgium, Japan, and Colombia advance at the World Cup.
Coming up Friday. Time's up. We have the latest on LeBron Watch. Plus, we'll update our World Cup fantasy teams and how badly the staff is losing. They stink. Spoiler alert, it's really, really bad. Golic and Wingo, Friday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
KQIM. Welcome to Spain and Fitz.
3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
Hey, you got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. Like getting off the grid stuff, finding out there's not even a map for that stuff, and there's no such thing as getting lost stuff. When you've got Firestone destination tires built for maximum wet traction and up to 60,000 miles of truck stuff, you can turn that Sunday drive into an off-road any day joyride. Find your truck tires at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP Conventional or High Mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, Wingo, want to grab a bite after the show?
Would love to go, but can't. Got to paint the man cave.
Some advice? Use Frog Tape. The brand pros rate number one for sharp paint lines.
Did you say Frog Tape?
Sure did. Frog Tape's the best painter's tape out there.
Better than blue tape.
Way better. Only Frog Tape features patented paint block technology, giving you the sharpest lines possible.
Man, you are full of good advice.
Yes, I am. And soon I'll be full of pizza. Remember, if you gotta have sharp paint lines, frog it with Frog Tape, available at a retailer near you.
I'm Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Vikings signed defensive end Danielle Hunter to a 5-year extension Wednesday. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport says it's worth $72 million with $40 million in guarantees. The contract makes Hunter one of the highest paid DNs in the league. Meantime, Colts quarterback Andrew Luck told WTHR-TV that he's planning on working with his receivers before Indy starts their training camp on July 25th. Luck missed all of last season with a right shoulder injury and says he plans to mimic reps like they would happen during the season. 3 straight days of throwing, an off day, and then back throwing again. And finally, Annabelle Bolin, wife of Broncos majority owner Pat Bolin, announced on Wednesday she was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. The team released a statement saying, quote, "All of us at the Broncos are behind Annabelle and know she'll face this challenge with courage and determination." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means the best prices of the season on new appliances, up to 40% off special buys. Like the Whirlpool white top load washer and electric dryer, just $548 each, over $500 off the pair. We'll even toss in free delivery. When it comes to appliances, we're pushing all the right buttons. Red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 11th, U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra free delivery on purchases of $396 or more.
When you have a lot on your to-do list, the last thing you need to worry about is a car repair. Luckily, when you visit any of 16,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, you get highly trained experts and a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, which means your car gets fixed right the first time, so you can spend less time worrying about the things you don't want to, like repairing your vehicle. And more time worrying about the things you do. Just visit NapaAutoCare.com to find the location nearest you.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He's still out here trying to convince the world that he's the man.
KGYM Radio Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, continuing from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Stop on in. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. Happy hour. Continuing for the next 55 minutes, some great specials, and then it's half-price wings from 6 until close. Stop on in, kind of kitty corner right across the street, actually, from Nelson's Meat Market, and a great show for you the remainder of the way. Right here in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have that four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels next Thursday night, a thirsty Thursday, as the Colonels welcome the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers back to town. Also, your chance, if you join us here at Mulligan's, to take home 4 any-day tickets to next month's John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois, as well as a parking pass and $20 in Classic cash. Minnesota Twins and Chicago White Sox not coming your way on 107.5 FM tonight, and that's because they're playing right now at Guaranteed Rate Field on the southwest side, on the south side of Chicago. 1-1. That game now in the bottom of the 11th inning. The other Chicago team finishing up its four-game series with the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium. And it looks pretty good for the Cubs right now to maybe win today. They're up 11-3 in the bottom of the 9th on the Dodgers. Other games in progress, the Rockies leading the Giants 7-6. And the Mariners, the red-hot Seattle Mariners, trying to keep pace with the Houston Astros in the AL West. Mariners are on top of Baltimore 4-2 in the bottom of the 10th inning. Todd Brommelkamp, Alex Kuhn with you on all three frequencies, 1600 AM as well as our FM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. Poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com. Today has to do with how you feel about the Iowa State-Texas game being broadcast solely in real time on the Longhorn Network, a network that's kind of hard for people to get to unless their satellite package provides it to them. The Cyclones have said that they will show the game on a tape delay to subscribers of Cyclone TV, but if you don't get the Longhorn Network and you don't subscribe to Cyclones.tv, you're going to be missing out on November 17th when the Cyclones head south to Austin to take on the Longhorns. 319-366-1600. Would you on the way tonight, as well as a chat with Eric Steffen of SB Nation. Happens to not only cover MLB as a whole, but he does focus on the LA Dodgers, so we can get his opinions on that game, as the Dodgers are not going away quietly. It's now 11-5 at Chavez Ravine as they're trying to rally on that beleaguered Cubs bullpen. Speaking of the Cubs, we touched on this yesterday. Former Cubs pitching coach and now former Tigers pitching coach Chris Bosio, who was fired yesterday by the organization for reportedly making racially insensitive remarks. He has spoken out today for the first time and told USA Today in an interview that he's both crushed and in shock after being fired on Wednesday. His explanation for what happened is that he was discussing a player with other coaches, the player being a pitcher for the Tigers who is white, and he referred to him, Daniel Stumpf is the pitcher, and his nickname is apparently Spider Monkey. And Bosio's explanation here is that he was overheard discussing Daniel Stumpf and calling him by his nickname by an African-American employee in the clubhouse who thought that Bosio was directing a racial slur toward him or that they were talking about him. Bosio said this is all a huge misunderstanding, and he was questioned on Tuesday in a meeting with the Tigers general manager and the Tigers general counsel, and then notified yesterday that he was being terminated by the team. So depending on who you believe here, it sounds as if this may just be a misunderstanding.
Why would the Tigers fire him and investigate and come to the realization that they needed to fire him if that, in fact, was the case? That's my question.
Well, I'm just passing along Bosio's story here.
I definitely get that.
And if that is actually what happened, then you're going to have a number of people who, I think rightfully so, will be outraged about this, because it seems to be not even just a misunderstanding. It's someone butting into on a conversation and drawing their own conclusions here and affecting a man's livelihood. Now, if this is just a cover story from Bosio and he did something worse and that actually makes its way into print or onto TV, then I think he's going to have some explaining to do. But interesting story there, and as we mentioned, Ron Gardenhire, the Twins manager, now reunited with his former Twins pitching coach, Rick Anderson, who'd been the bullpen coach there in Detroit, now the acting pitching coach. 319-366-1600. But before we switch gears and start talking about LeBron James and the NBA, let's go to Sonny in Iowa City. He wants to talk about the Longhorn Network and Iowa State fans being disappointed that they can't see that game November 17th very easily. Sonny, what's up?
Hey guys, I think that is not going to be a misunderstanding, by the way. I think that one's going to yield some fire where there is smoke. With regards to the Longhorn Network, I think the Big Ten fans, Hawkeye fans in particular, kind of felt this way when the Big Ten Network came into play. Now, granted, they are showing, you know, a lot of games now, and I remember when they first started, it was a pretty fly-by-night operation, and it was kind of funny, you know, the shoddy graphics and everything like that, but we really come to get used to it. However, there are still games where I will listen to it on the radio, which is what I'm encouraging Cyclone fans to do. Get yourself a transistor radio and go out and buy a hammock or something like that, and enjoy your own team's broadcast network, because there is just something great about a nice fall day and listening to Dolph call the game, especially away games where you just kind of like half in and half out and nodding out. I mean, it is truly one of the great experiences in Iowa. So get on board, Cyclone fans.
Well, there you go. Sonny with a tacit endorsement of listening to the Cyclone Radio Network on 1600 AM on the
evening
of November 17th when Iowa State heads to Austin.
Is Texas the worst free agent signing in the history of college sports? I mean, this just reminds me of a deal in baseball where somebody gets a $200 million contract and a team is so desperate to sign somebody that they overpay for him. Years ago when Dan Beebe was on his way out of the Big 12 and Bob Boolsby took over, they did everything that they could to keep Texas in that conference. And
okay, I wondered where you were going with this.
They did everything that they could.
Alex doesn't seem to realize that they were in the Big 12 all along. But
in that conference and not go to the Pac-12. And not only have they been mediocre in the two main sports since then, but they have a network that nobody can get.
Well, and here's the major difference, and this shouldn't need to be pointed out to people, but I'll point it out anyway. The Big Ten Network, while not wildly popular when it came into existence, covered every single team in the conference.
Yep.
This is a network dedicated to one team and one team only.
Yep.
And as such, a cable company in, say, Iowa, say, Kansas, even Oklahoma, they're probably not as apt to rush out to pick up a network dedicated to a team located in Texas as, say, a cable company in Iowa or Indiana or Illinois, Minnesota would be when the Big Ten Network came into existence. So I get it. I think you have every right to be frustrated if you're an Iowa State fan. I don't think that this is piece of evidence 1,297 that there's some sort of global cabal and conspiracy against Iowa State. I mean, this is just, it's the way that things fall. The Longhorn Network is guaranteed a certain number of games, including conference games, every year. And you've got to worry about that when the games are being played in Austin. When you see you're on the schedule to go to Austin, you know that the chance is very good that you may wind up on the Longhorn Network, especially if your name is Iowa State or Kansas.
Yes.
Life is not always fair. But I do find it interesting. November 17th is a long way away, and if Iowa State is as good as people think they're going to be next year, and Texas can have a nice another rebound year.
A lot of people think they will.
Many people are saying. That's all you have to do in 2018.
Sources
say many people are saying. Many people are saying that Texas is going to be a fine football program this year, and then there you go. Bases are covered. That could be a game with Big 12 bowl implications in mid-November, and a lot of people are going to be unable to see it. So we'll see how the season plays out. We are still several months away from college football season. We're several months away from the NBA kicking into high gear as well, and we'll get to LeBron James and his decision in just a little bit. But let's head back to the phone lines, 366-1600. Brandon in Cedar Rapids wants to talk Longhorn Network. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. So I agree with Sonny. Sometimes there's just nothing better than listening to a game on the radio. But, you know, one thing I've been kind of thinking and shocked that no one has created and raked in the money is having something like the NFL Sunday Ticket, but for college games. Something where you can go to like a channel and it has every single game on at that time, and you could, you know, go to this specific game and watch it no matter where it's at. I mean, to me, that just sounds like a million-dollar TV idea.
Good phone call, Brandon. I'll let you tackle this one because it's a little bit different than just having a league like the NFL or Major League Baseball owning its own TV rights.
Well, there are a lot more teams in college football, obviously. Well,
every conference is its separate entity,
yes,
too, which is...
But here's the deal, and this is why Iowa State fans are frustrated. You can get any game in the country for free. If you have a regular satellite package, It's either going to be on the ESPN family of networks, CBS Sports Network, the Fox Sports Networks. Any game from the SEC to the Big 12 down to the AAC and the MAC, even if you stream it online, you can find these games. The problem with the Longhorn Network is, so I think, similar to what we were talking about with the Big Four Classic and them having trouble finding a spot to broadcast those games. The Longhorn Network needs two games a year to be on their network. That was what they were. That's what they agreed with the Big 12 about. And you can't get the Longhorn Network unless you have a very obscure cable package. So I think that college football does a great job of getting their product out there. It's everywhere. If you want to find Appalachian State against Coastal Carolina, you could find it. But I think a lot of the reason Iowa State fans are, their argument to that would be, yeah, you can find that game, but on November 20th, you're telling me we can't watch Iowa State and Texas? That does seem, that's ridiculous.
That's something that I would expect to maybe have a problem doing in, say, 1996 or 1997.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, there was a time, even during my time at Iowa, early on, 1998, 1999, it was still occasionally hard to find a game, a Big Ten game on TV every once in a while. Now, luckily, I think sometimes we lose focus or lose sight of the fact of just how good we have it as sports fans in this day and age, where we have virtually anything at the palm of our hands, at our fingertips, if we want to pay for it. I'm not expecting a handout. I don't want anybody to give me anything for free. It's still nice to be able to see those ABC games on Saturday. That's how I got hooked on college football. I think it's how a number of people got hooked on college football. But if you're willing to pay, you can get just about anything. I get MLB extra innings every single year. The other night, I'm watching, it was the Mariners game. They were playing somebody, and I said to myself on the couch, I can't believe that I'm, A, watching this, but B, I'm paying for it, so I may as well consume it. But hockey fans can do the same thing with Center Ice. The NFL Sunday Ticket is uber popular. It's tough in 2018, where sometimes these situations, and they are rare and limited, but they do occasionally pop up, and this one happens to affect a fan base that has a large number of people who live in this area.
Mike from Marengo brings up a good point, saying that I'm using free very loosely. What I meant to say, I misspoke, is included with your regular cable package. You can pretty much get any college football game. And I guess I can illustrate that with me over the last 4 years. Younger brother, I caught every one of his games on TV that I didn't go to. There was never an issue for me watching a University of Memphis football game ever over these last 4 years. I was able to watch every single one. And the fact that Iowa State and Texas will not be readily available, that does seem wrong in my opinion.
BJ, I see you on the text line. We are not going to promote any forms of piracy on this program. I am not going to suggest that people go to Reddit and search around for various
ways. Oh, that wasn't
ways.
BJ. That was somebody else.
The text line sometimes betrays me here. And
it's
I was
okay.
Just so ready because it's a KGYM road trip, and it seems like BJ and Marion always comes up. He's probably eating up this Longhorn Network discussion. But
a lot of people letting us know that
9406. My apologies, BJ.
There is one satellite company that does have the Longhorn Network, but it is few and far between. It's the same with the Pac-12 network.
Well, and the bottom line is, if you have it, the chances are you're not going to have it on the lower-tiered packages.
Yes.
So, again, it's going to be, okay, a service offers it, but I think the Big Ten Network, through another satellite provider, is first available on like the third or fourth tier package. If you're number one or number two and you're paying that $29.99 a month or whatever rate, you're not getting BTN. So, again, yeah, it's available, but it's not readily available. And then you take into account places like bars and restaurants that often put games on TV. If they don't have it, it's going to probably impact their business as well. because fans of Iowa State or Texas aren't going to be able to go out and watch the game in a bar because they're most likely not making the trip to Austin since it's a road game. So from that standpoint, then you start affecting the livelihood of bars and restaurants as well as just people looking to watch the games. 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine and Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. They've been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. We keep trying to dive into the NBA and LeBron James, and we keep getting pushed further and further away from it. The bottom line is this. He's got to make a decision by tomorrow, and I think everybody knows what the decision is going to be. And then it's LeBron Watch 2.0, because once he tells Cleveland that he's going to take his talents elsewhere, then it becomes, where is he going?
Well, is it tomorrow that he has the decision as to whether he will re-sign with the Cavaliers?
Right, that's why I said
instead of just testing the...
Yes. Everybody knows the decision is going to be that he's not going to re-sign with Cleveland. Unless I'm completely misreading the tea leaves here. I don't expect him to be a Cav.
Right. I think that he could possibly re-sign if he goes into the open market, but tomorrow he has to decide whether he will be going into the open market, and that's going to happen. He's going to decide that he will be looking elsewhere, whether that's L.A. or Boston or Philadelphia. We will find out, and we'll find out tomorrow officially if he's going to be doing that, but... I thought that the report that from somebody who's on our air from, noon to 3, Stephen A. Smith, that he was contacting Kevin Durant, that's interesting, but it's also not going to happen. Kevin Durant is not going to be leaving the Golden State Warriors to join LeBron James.
One Chicago team has gone final in MLB earlier today, one still playing. The Twins and the White Sox now moving to the bottom of the 12th inning at Guaranteed Rate Field. That game still tied at one. They got a little bit of a threat from the Dodgers in the bottom of the ninth inning, but they were able to close that game out 11-5, so they wind up splitting their four-game series. And you add in their performance against the Reds, it still wasn't a great road trip. We're going to step aside and take a quick break. At 5:24, when we come back, Kyle will have a big board update for you, and you're about 25 minutes away from your opportunity to take home tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We'll tell you more about that when we return after this.
For you, there is no off-season. You're going hard whether you're on the job, heading off to hunt, or tromping through the trails. Red Wing Shoes has the protection and grip to take you anywhere you want to go. Right now, Red Wing brand and Irish Setter shoes and boots are 20% off, so they'll feel even more comfortable on your wallet. Save 20% now on Red Wing brand and Irish Setter shoes and boots. Heritage brand excluded at Red Wing Shoes in the Fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road, Cedar Rapids.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
We're supposed to be professionals.
KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Continuing on as happy hour, still running for another 30 minutes here at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Stop on in. Somebody is going to win tickets to next month's John Deere Classic, but everybody is going to get a big board update from Kyle.
The Hawkeye football team lost one of its young tight ends last night when Jake Coons announced on his Twitter that he'd be stepping away from the team for the time being to concentrate on his academics. The phrasing he used would indicate a return is possible, but not certain. Coons redshirted as a freshman last season after coming from Solon as a three-star recruit. Just another quick update on the Lindell Wigginton NBA hype train. Sports Illustrated released their top 60 prospects for next year's draft. Wigginton checks in at number 25. He's the 7th highest sophomore and 4th highest small guard. The Colonels lost their series finale with Beloit last night, 4-3 in 11 innings, to snap a season-high tying 6-game win streak. They also lost pitcher Brewster Gratterall to High A Fort Myers, promoted after a relatively short stint in Cedar Rapids for a guy coming off Tommy John surgery. But he did flash his talent, going 3-2 with a 2.18 ERA, 51 strikeouts in 41 innings, and a whip below 1. The Gazette's Jeff Johnson says a scout recently called Gratterall the best pitching prospect he'd seen in 38 years. The Colonels were set to begin a road series with Burlington tonight, but that has been delayed. Gratterall wasn't the only call-up relevant to Cedar Rapids. Xavier product Mitch Keller was promoted to AAA Indianapolis within the Pirates organization after recording a .64 ERA in 4 June starts. He's the MLB's 13th ranked prospect. The guys are going to be here at Mulligan's until 7 o'clock with half-priced wings after 6. And once we're done, we're going to hand you over to ESPN programming.
Yeah, again, after that noon game yesterday, Gratterall finding out he's going up to Fort Myers, he's actually replaced on the Colonels roster by a guy who started the year here, Tyler Watson, the left-hander returning to Cedar Rapids after a stint with the Fort Myers Miracle. Colonels announcing a couple other roster moves today as well. Woodja is on tap. Alex and I will throw them back and forth to each other here from Mulligan's. As we mentioned, happy hour going until 6 o'clock tonight, and then at 6 until close, it's half-price wings. Come on in, Mulligan's Pub, Old Marion Road, the place to be for the KGYM radio road trip. And we'll be here for another 90 minutes. We've officially reached the halfway point. The Sports Center is brought to you by CarePro Health Service. Connect with people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Did you work out a little too hard? Or maybe overdo it with yard work? Whatever it was, you're feeling it today.
Ooh.
So let CarePro Home Medical help. CarePro Home Medical has something to soothe that soreness, including Biofreeze, ice packs, cold therapy wraps, and pain relief devices to get you back to feeling better. Even weekend warriors need a little help sometimes. Visit CarePro Home Medical in Cedar Rapids or Coralville and connect with people and answers you need.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN Radio's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Spurs are talking with several teams about a possible trade for Kawhi Leonard, including the Lakers and the Celtics. The Spurs can offer Leonard a supermax contract, but he could also become a free agent next summer. Wojnarowski says Leonard has previously shown interest in the Lakers.
What if he gets traded to Boston? What if he gets traded to Philly or somewhere else? Has a very productive year, wins, becomes comfortable in a city, a style of play, a coach, teammates.
Adrian Wojnarowski on Golic and Wingo. All of this with time running short for LeBron James to decide if he'll stay in Cleveland. His deadline is midnight Eastern tomorrow night. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell fines soon-to-be former Panthers owner Jerry Richardson $2.75 million for workplace misconduct. The money will be donated to organizations addressing race and gender issues and to fund training around the league. Baseball finals today. The Cubs beat the Dodgers 11-5. Clayton Kershaw went 5 innings, allowing just 4 hits and a run for the Dodgers.
Hey, it's Sagatz. Join us Friday. We'll talk baseball with our friend Tim Kirchin, and then we'll close out the week the way we always do. We'll open up the club. That's Friday on the Dan Levitard Show with me, Sagatz, on ESPN Radio.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid!
The animals. Def Leppard. The birds.
birds, the eagle.
Artist you'd hear on Smart FM.
Sunshine. Sunshine Superman.
Weather,
Sunshine Superman.
Songs you hear on Smart FM.
Boston, Chicago.
Cities.
Boston, Chicago, Kansas.
More great bands you hear on Smart FM.
You're a winner. Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology, a modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear, so you can get the most out of every drive. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Firestone or Tires Plus location near you and let the performance speak for itself.
The worst? Running out of your vitamins or supplements because you forgot to reorder. Here's John, a GNC pro, to explain why that won't happen to you anymore.
Busy people love our auto delivery because you save 10% and we automatically ship your next order right to your door for free. And you can pause or cancel anytime. With GNC free auto delivery, you never have to remember to reorder.
My advice for auto delivery details, go to GNC.com or visit your local GNC store for details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
And when you speak of me, speak well.
4 tickets, a parking pass, and $20 in classic cash to the John Deere Classic next month in Silvis, Illinois. The PGA Tour stop right in our own backyard in eastern Iowa and western Illinois. It's going to be somebody's just for joining us here, the KGYM Radio Road Trip. Driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, continuing on from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Stop on in. $3.75 pints of Sam Adams 76, the beer of the night. Happy hour going until 6 o'clock as well, so about another 25 minutes to come in and take advantage of the great specials that they have during happy hour. And then 6 o'clock, half price wings. See, you order your drinks at about 5:45, you pay the happy hour price, you sip on them, and then you get to enjoy half price wings when you call the waitress back at 6 o'clock.
That's, are you trying to give customers a loophole?
It's not a loophole. It's just called living life. It's living your best life, and we invite you to do that every other Thursday with us here as we return to Mulligan's, the KGYM Radio Road Trip. And don't forget about our fine presenting sponsor, which is Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, where right now you can go for special online-only savings. Just click on the online coupon section of the website and save $50 off a set of 4 passenger or light truck tires from Hankook Tires. That's one of the many online-only savings specials you'll find at LinderTire.com. 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Coming your way until 7 o'clock tonight from the road trip. We'll draw for the JDC tickets in about 90 minutes. In about 20 minutes, your chance to take home tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels next Thursday as they take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. More importantly, it's a thirsty Thursday. $2 draft beer, bottled water, and soda all night long. A 4-pack of tickets is coming your way tonight at 5:50. But right now, time for a little Would Ya.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
Alex, we like to do things a little differently when we're on the road for the road trip, so we'll kind of go back and forth here at Mulligan's. But something you and I were talking about, at least on a cursory level in the office the last couple days, given John Paul Morosi's reports, how quickly would you go into sale mode if you were the Minnesota Twins at this point?
Right now.
That's what Morosi says. The Minnesota Twins are the closest team in MLB to making the decision whether they're going to be buyers or sellers, and the Twins kind of leaning toward they're not going to catch the Indians in the Central, so they may try to take advantage and strike while the iron is hot and be the first to move a Brian Dozier or some of the other assets that they have.
Remember last year, they were sellers of the trade deadline. Brandon Kinsler was shipped off, and they still made the playoffs. Now, that's not going to happen this year. They are not going to come back and win the division. The Cleveland Indians, I think, are going to cruise to the finish line and win the AL Central. And this year is much tougher as far as the wild card goes. Either the Red Sox or the Yankees will win the East, and the other will be the wild card. And then the Seattle Mariners coming out of the West most likely will be the wild card, the second wild card, as long as they don't completely flop. The Minnesota Twins have every reason to look ahead to next year, and that means that if somebody wants a Brian Dozier and you can get a haul for him, you make that deal. They're 8 games under .500, like I mentioned. They're not making the playoffs in back-to-back seasons, and if you can pick up assets for some of your aging players with contracts that are expiring, including a guy like Joe Mauer. I know no one wants to talk about that. You make that deal every time.
Eduardo Escobar is
going
to be a hot commodity as well, a guy who can play short, third, has a lot of pop in his bat, and also a very high OPS. I am right there with you, Thad Levine, the general manager of the Twins, was in Cedar Rapids the last couple days watching the Colonels. As a matter of fact, I saw him sitting behind home plate at Veterans Memorial Stadium yesterday for the series finale with Beloit. He, as you would expect a general manager to be doing during the game, was spending a lot of time on his phone, most likely looking at emails and texts from other people around the league, but he was also keeping an eye on the talent. And it's interesting you mentioned Brandon Kinsler, because one of the guys that the Twins got back from the Nationals in that deal last year, Tyler Watson, just rejoined the Colonels today on the coming back from Fort Myers after the Brewster Gratterall promotion. We've got a college baseball game, the last one of the season tonight. Would you bet the house on Oregon State tonight after Arkansas got the yips with two outs in the ninth inning last night and opened the door for a Beavers comeback? You think Arkansas can come back from the emotional gut punch that was being a foul pop-up away from claiming the College World Series trophy? Can they come back and win that game tonight?
I would say no, but I wouldn't necessarily bet the house on Oregon State. It's that me taking both sides. I know that's a really hot take on would you. I think that both teams really depleted their bullpens last night. They had to bring in their closer. Both closers right now, you wonder how much gas is left in the tank. Arkansas, their closer went two innings, and he hadn't pitched in back-to-back days all season. Will he come back on a third day if they get a lead? Oregon State, same thing. Their bullpens are depleted, and I think that Oregon State is going to win. I can't imagine what Arkansas is feeling right now, knowing that they were such a routine play away from winning a national championship. But I wouldn't bet the house on Oregon State, just because I do know that Arkansas has been the better team for most of this series. And if they can come out and prove it again, then they're going to be national champions. That's all there is to it. One game, two teams that are scoring off for a third time, and one team who has been better than the other for most of that series. That's how they have to look at it.
They are underway in Omaha right now, and Oregon State looking pretty good early on. They are throwing a freshman who threw 23 pitches last night. Arkansas turning to a sophomore today in the pivotal third and final deciding game of that series. Kevin Abel, the Oregon State pitcher, two outs on five pitches. So picking up where he left off last night, according to folks in Omaha. I don't know who's going to win this game tonight, but if I'm Arkansas, man, it is probably difficult to go home last night to the hotel and get a decent night's sleep after that. You probably have that ninth inning replaying over and over in your head. But Arkansas won game one. They were winning up until the final out of the game last night. They have been the better team in both game one and game two. I'm going to go with the better team here, and it may be time to call the Hogs home from Omaha. Ooh, pig suey.
Okay, I have one for you, Todd.
No Arkansas fans at Mulligan's, apparently.
If you are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what are you doing with Jameis Winston? Now, I'll preface this with what has come out today. It has been confirmed by the NFL that he will be suspended for three games for an incident that occurred last year in an Uber where he allegedly groped the Uber driver. Now, there were a lot of accounts from people that were with him that night that he did not do this, but there were conflicting accounts as to who was with him in the car at all times. Was he accompanied by somebody in the car at all times? One witness says that he was, in fact, alone at one point with the Uber driver. And his defense today was not to admit guilt, but to say that he was too drunk and didn't remember. What are you doing with Jameis Winston?
Well, if I'm Tampa Bay at this point, I'm probably parting ways with him. 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions over 3 years as a starter. The win-loss record, not that you judge a guy solely on wins and losses, but I think that's plenty of time to take a look and say that he has been, at best, an average starting quarterback. And that's not to say that quarterback's the easiest position, especially in that league, to try to go out and find a replacement for. But at some point in time, the headache outweighs the talent. Extremely talented people can get second and sometimes even third or fourth chances if their talent makes them exceptionally better than some of the other options. I don't think Jameis Winston's talent level is to the point where he's deserving of the benefit of the doubt anymore. And if I'm Tampa Bay, especially if I'm working in the sales department where I'm trying to go out into that community and sell sponsorships and sell season tickets and suites, it's difficult when the quarterback, who is traditionally the face of your franchise, is a guy that has a rap sheet and problems as much as Jameis Winston has. If I'm Tampa Bay, I probably am moving on, or this is the year I officially cut bait and I'm starting to look at the draft and figuring out, okay, who's going to be available to maybe try to find our next Jameis Winston. Everybody has their franchise quarterback in the NFL until they don't, unless you're about three or four teams that actually do have a franchise quarterback.
There are a lot of players in the NFL that have committed crimes or have had strikes against them that where you look and you question their character and you give them a second chance because they're very good. And some of those guys repeat and are done. Some of them, like Cam Newton and Baker Mayfield to this point, have taken the lessons that they've learned and used them for good. You have not heard about Cam Newton getting in trouble since the incident in Florida where he stole a laptop. You have not heard about a guy like Baker Mayfield getting in trouble again since he was arrested for public intoxication last year.
Jameis Winston too busy owning Colin Cowherd.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
You guys talked about that last week while I was gone. Good on both of those guys, by the way. Good on Colin for having him on, and good on Baker Mayfield for telling him off to his face in,
absolutely,
in a tremendously eloquent way.
Eloquent and calm, which is not something you get a lot anymore. But for Jameis Winston, sexual assault allegation number one, shoplifting, the vulgar comments, standing up in the middle of a residence hall and yelling things that he shouldn't be.
Crap.
And
lights.
Then now another one, another sexual assault allegation. And your defense for it is you were too drunk to remember what happened? Grow up or get out. At this point, if you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like you said, Todd, you're not winning a lot of games anyway. Not that that should have any bearing on the fourth strike committed by this guy. He has run out of opportunities, in my opinion. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this situation right here have to make a difficult decision, and if I'm making that decision, I'm getting rid of him. Enough is enough.
All right, let's squeeze in one more here. I'll pass over Sammy Sosa. We'll save Magic Johnson and Lakers for day three. That topic, a good thing that's not a loaf of bread because it would be stale at this point as much as we've left it out. But it was revealed today that the Angels are 3 weeks away from reevaluating Shohei Ohtani, and it sounds like he's going to be able to return to the Angels lineup as a designated hitter this year. But the Angels are also trying to figure out whether Ohtani can pitch for them this year. Alex, how do you handle Ohtani at this point if you're the Angels?
With kid gloves, there's another team that I guess somewhat alive in contention, but just a game over 500. I would say not necessarily in complete sell mode like the Minnesota Twins are, but very close. At this point, you're probably not going to come back in the AL West. You're not going to get a wild card spot. So you think that he's going to be a very good starting pitcher for you. You don't want to ruin that by getting him injured in meaningless games coming up in July and August, especially if the Astros and the Mariners continue to separate themselves in the AL West. I don't see any use in rushing him back.
I'm going to go one further. I shut him down for the entire year. Right now, they are 9.5 games out of the wild card. They're 12.5 back in the West. Houston's 54-28. Seattle's 51-31. Even Oakland right now has a 2.5 game lead on them. The Angels are in fourth place in that division. You want to bring him back as a DH, that's fine. I still think the chance there of letting a pitcher swing the bat and playing both ways, you're doing more harm than good if he's coming back from the injury. Shut him down. You're 41-40. It's not happening for you this year. There's a third of the season left. Don't do this. Don't risk your future. And next year is critical. You are running out of time with the best player in baseball and Mike Trout. That window is closing for you. You want a healthy Shohei Ohtani in 2019, and I think by bringing him back in these meaningless games and trying to maybe even contemplate him pitching again this year, don't do it. 550, we promised you that we were going to hook you up with tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at 5:50, and we're doing it right on time tonight for once. Every once in a while, things actually work out when I'm in charge. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. Kyle has made his way back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids in the KGYM studios. He's going to let us know who caller number 6 is. Thursday, July 5th, Thirsty Thursday, $2 draft beer, bottled water, and soda. Colonels, Timber Rattlers, fireworks, the whole shebang. It's yours if you're caller number 6 to 366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is when we return.
Is all about today through Monday. New to the fair this year, Sperry Engines and Smart FM present Mega Truck Freestyle Mania. They'll be tearing up the track, putting on a show you'll never forget at 7 p.m. in the grandstand today. Prior to the show, kids are invited to get up close and personal with the trucks and drivers on the track in front of the grandstand at 6 p.m. For ticket information and locations, go to thelynncountyfair.com. This year, kick off your summer at the Linn County Fair in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, today through Monday, with free daily fair admission and parking. Sponsored by SBS Inc., Linn Newsletter, CBS2, Fox 28, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelynncountyfair.com and start your new family tradition at the Linn County Fair.
Sexual violence happens every day in our communities, schools, and workplaces. Sexual violence thrives in silence. Let's talk about it. At the Iowa Victim Service Call Center, trained advocates are available 24/7, 365 days a year. Call us at 1-800-770-1650 or text Iowa Help to 20121. We believe you, we're here for you, and we support you.
Sponsored by the Family Crisis Centers in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You want some powerhouse, bone-rattling, ear-splitting fireworks? You won't have to go far, because Boom Boom Billy's has five area locations. Have a blast with Boom Boom Billy's fireworks, locally owned and operated. Like they say, Boom Boom Billy's fireworks are almost illegal. Check out their Facebook page for daily specials and locations. Get quality Black Cat fireworks at a great price and more. Open daily at 11 a.m. now through July 8th. Get loud and get wild with fireworks from your local guy, Boom Boom Billy.
At Z102.9,
The Gym,
and Smart FM,
we live local.
Every morning I grab a cappuccino from a local coffee shop.
Keep my hair looking sharp at the local stylist.
Stay in shape at the local gym.
Hang out with my friends at the local sports bar.
Take my daughter to local shows.
Play golf at the local course.
Keep my money in a local bank.
Share what I've got with local charities.
Spend local.
Source local.
Love local.
Live local.
We're local radio stations. Join us and put your money where your heart is.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Oh, it's not the speed really so much. I just wish I hadn't drunk all that cough syrup this morning, you know?
Craig in North Liberty is off to celebrate a little late 4th of July. He'll be doing it July 5th with the Colonels on a Thirsty Thursday. He takes home today's four-pack of tickets. Fear not, callers. We got one more four-pack to give away coming up on tomorrow's program. We're going to be back in the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. As a matter of fact, that's where Kyle is right now. He's got a big board update for you.
The Hawkeye football team lost one of its young tight ends last night when Jake Coons announced on his Twitter he'd be stepping away from the team for the time being to concentrate on his academics. The phrasing that he used would indicate that a return is possible, but not at all certain. Coons redshirted as a freshman last season after coming from Solon as a three-star recruit. And just another quick update on the Lindell Wigginton NBA hype train. Sports Illustrated released their top 60 prospects for next year's draft, and Wigginton checks in at number 25. He's the 7th highest rated sophomore and 4th highest small guard. The Colonels lost their series finale with Beloit yesterday 4-3 in 11 innings to snap a season-high tying 6-game winning streak. They also lost pitcher Brewster Gratterall to High A Fort Myers, promoted after a relatively short stint in Cedar Rapids for a guy coming off Tommy John surgery, but he flashed his talent going 3-2 with a 2.18 ERA, 51 strikeouts in 41 innings, and a whip below 1. The Gazette's Jeff Johnson says a scout recently called Gratterall the best pitching prospect he'd seen in 38 years. Gratterall wasn't the only call-up relevant to Cedar Rapids. Xavier product Mitch Keller was promoted to AAA Indianapolis within the Pirates organization. He recorded a 0.64 ERA in 4 June starts, and he's the MLB's 13th ranked prospect. The guys are at Mulligan's until 7 o'clock with half-priced wings beginning after 6. And once we're done, we're going to hand you over to ESPN programming.
Yes, that's right. It is what we like to officially refer to as the Buddy Lee Hour here on the KGYM Radio Road Trip. Buddy,
is that official?
Well, Buddy is here assisting us getting folks signed up for those John Deere Classic tickets, which we're going to be drawing for at the end of today's show. But Buddy lives for two things. Three things, actually. He loves his family. He loves the Iowa Hawkeyes. And he loves the 6 o'clock hour here when he not only gets paid to be working here, but he also gets to sit and spend that money that he gets paid on half-price wings. So this is what we like to refer to as Buddy Lee Hour right around the corner, the 6 o'clock hour, when happy hour comes to a close here and half-price wings kick in. You can still take advantage of that $3.75 special on the pints of Sam Adams 76, though. That is the beer of the night here at Mulligan's. And if you've never been, stop on in. It's actually pretty easy to find if you're on Interstate 380. Just take the 42nd Street exit. Take 42nd Street all the way until it runs in to Old Marion Road, and then another couple hundred feet, and you're turning left right into the parking lot. Old Marion Road, Mulligan's Pub. We are going to be here for another hour tonight, and then we'll draw for the winner of the John Deere Classic tickets. We've got Eric Steffen of SB Nation set to join us in just a few minutes. He covers Major League Baseball for that website, but he also focuses on the Los Angeles Dodgers. They were taking on the Cubs earlier today. The Cubs, an 11-5 winner in that series finale at Chavez Ravine. So each team takes two games from that series. Clayton Kershaw back for the Dodgers today. We'll discuss with Eric when we return after this.
Dating apps can be a great way to meet, but are you tired of judging and being judged by just a photo? Then you're ready for the Match app. On Match, you can learn about the people behind the photos, their interests, aspirations, and even their dating goals. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners who go to match.com/ESPN will get 7 days free. 7 days to get to know the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/ESPN. That's match.com/ESPN.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
Prices are dropping at Rent-A-Center. We've lowered prices on your favorite brands, from Samsung to Sony, Whirlpool to Ashley, HP, LG, and more. There's never been a better time to get that HD TV, washer and dryer, refrigerator, furniture, or technology you want. Go on, stretch your budget even further with the price drop at Rent-A-Center. Rental lease purchase transaction.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Spurs are talking with several teams, including the Lakers and the Celtics, about trading forward Kawhi Leonard. The Lakers are under some time pressure with tomorrow night's LeBron James deadline.
They've been on the market trying to find another first-round pick that they could include in any potential trade package.
Adrian Wojnarowski on Golic and Wingo. The Spurs also still have hope they can keep Leonard, even though the relationship has gone sour. It's official now. Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston gets a 3-game suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Winston inappropriately touched a female Uber driver. To baseball, Astros shortstop Carlos Correa will go to the DL with stiffness in his back. Angels pitcher and DH Shohei Ohtani is now cleared to take batting practice. No decision yet on whether he'll pitch again this season. He has a partial ligament tear in his right elbow. The injuries continue to pile up for the Angels, though. Pitcher Jake Jewell will miss the rest of the season after breaking his right leg in Boston last night. Finals today, the Rockies get a 2-run homer in the ninth from DJ LeMahieu to beat the Giants 9-8. LeMahieu drives in 5. Cubs rip the Dodgers 11-5. The A's over the Tigers 4-2. At the World Cup, Belgium wins Group G, beating England 1-0. Both teams advance. From Group H, Japan and Colombia advance. Tiger Woods shoots an even par 70 today in the first round of the Quicken Loans National. He is 7 shots off the lead.
Coming up Friday, time's up. We have the latest on LeBron Watch. Plus, we'll update our World Cup fantasy teams and how badly the staff is losing. They stink. Spoiler alert, it's really, really bad. Golic and Wingo, Friday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn.
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
While international soccer tournaments might try, nothing rallies the world together like chicken wings. So we're doing our part to bring nations together with five traditional wings for just $5 during international soccer matches. The during soccer matches condition is just a coincidence. We have total faith in chicken's ability to unite. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Offer valid June 14th through July 11th during tournament matches. Only in restaurant at participating locations. Terms and conditions and additional restrictions apply. See location for details.
The trucks open up the race weekend today in Chicagoland. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. It's just one more way to get more done. Protect your engine from wear while protecting your wallet with great deals on oil change supplies from AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Kyle Petty here. My friends at Click and Close, the official mortgage provider of NASCAR, have stepped up this year to support Victory Junction through the fastest lap of the race program on NASCAR radio. So join our team. Go to clickandclose.com/NASCAR today to donate $43 or more and help us give the gift of camp to children with serious medical conditions. That's clickandclose.com/NASCAR. And just look for the Victory Junction logo. Thanks to Click and Close and NASCAR Radio for their support this season.
The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series hits the Chicagoland Speedway in Joliet, Illinois this evening for two practice sessions for tomorrow night's Overton's 225. A unique mile and a half that has a back straightaway that's not straight at all. The track's backstretch has a bit of an arc, and that is something that Truck Series points leader Johnny Sauter says is very noticeable from his seat.
You can't help but notice it. Obviously, going down the backstretch, you're used to straightening the wheel up, and here you kind of always have a little bit of wheel in it. So, yeah, it's different, and I still remember the first time I won at Chicagoland in an Xfinity car.
The trucks will race tomorrow night in Chicagoland at 8:30 Eastern here on MRN. The Xfinity Series will race on Saturday in Chicago, while the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series will wrap up the weekend on Sunday. See our full broadcast schedule now at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
If you want to indulge this fantasy, that's your business. Don't make it mine.
6:05 and hour number three underway. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com coming your way from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Remember, Linder Tire and LinderTire.com if you're in the market for new tires or any service, that is. LinderTire.com has some great online only sales. Just look for the coupons link. As a matter of fact, right now you can get $15 off alignments at Linder by going and getting their online special. Just print that coupon at home and then take it into one of their three locations, Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. It is half-price wings right now until close at Mulligan's, and if you join us between now and 7 o'clock, your chances are very good of taking home that four-pack of tickets as well as parking pass and $20 in classic cash to next month's John Deere Classic at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois, the PGA Tour stop coming to Western Illinois. We, as promised, are going to discuss some more baseball news, and we bring in Eric Steffen of SB Nation. Bittersweet day for Eric because he let everybody know that he is not going to be the managing editor at the Los Angeles Dodgers site anymore, but he's going to be doing some more broader scope MLB writing for SB Nation. And we're going to go ahead and start with the Dodgers. Eric, Clayton Kershaw returned today. Looked great at times against the Cubs, but unfortunately Walker Buehler and the bullpen couldn't get it done for L.A. as they wind up splitting that series with Chicago.
Yeah, thanks for having me today. Today was a good sign and a bad sign, I guess, in all in one. They sort of rushed Kershaw back a little bit, or not rushed him back in, per se. He was supposed to do a rehab assignment last weekend, and sort of talked his way out of that. There was some rain involved. He was going to pitch in Omaha on Saturday. Instead, he ended up pitching three innings against the Mets, and you know, that's not ideal, but he's sort of still working his way back. So he was kind of limited today. He was only going to go five innings almost no matter what. And like you said, he was great, but, you know, they didn't want him to go past five. So he left with, a 3-1 lead, and then Walker Buehler kind of in the same boat. He's been on the DL, and instead of bringing him to a rehab assignment, they activated him today, and we're going to piggyback him. And the problem is they've used their bullpen a lot of late, so they actually kind of needed arms in the bullpen, and that was part of the reason. But Buehler just did not have it. He looked very rusty for like someone that hasn't pitched in 2 weeks, and the Cubs just sort of piled on from there. They tagged Buehler a bit, and then they had a 7-run seventh, so they put it away. But, you know, the long view, having Kershaw back is the main thing, and eventually Buehler's going to be okay. But, yeah, having Kershaw back is huge for the Dodgers.
Is this team getting healthy at the right time, and have things kind of stabilized after that horrendous start?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they've sort of climb their way back into the NL West race and sort of on the periphery of that wild card race despite the really bad start. Part of it's been the bullpen, but, you know, they've taxed the bullpen quite a bit. But I think as you're seeing the starters start to get healthy, like Kershaw's back now, Kenta Maeda and Rich Hill came back last week. Walker Buehler's nearly back. Technically he's on the roster, but, you know, maybe not quite as he was. So as everyone sort of gets back in the starting realm, they can relieve some of the burden of the bullpen, and I think that'll be sort of a multiplier effect. But what's really driven them is the offense. They tied their franchise record. They have 53 home runs this month. It's been pretty amazing. That's sort of been driving them the last, say, month and a half. So I think, you know, they're still going to probably make some moves at the trade deadline, but just as the pitching gets healthy, I think it'll help them sort of maintain where they how good they played over the last month and a half.
Can you come up with any sort of explanation as to why Max Muncy is having the season that he's been able to this point? I believe 17 home runs now.
Yes, yeah. I mean, he's leading the Dodgers in home runs and walks, and he wasn't even called up to the majors until like 3 weeks into the season, so. It's weird because, you know, he's sort of a journeyman. He had a brief stint in the majors a couple years ago for two straight years with the A's, but didn't really hit. And he hit okay in the minors last year. He had a pretty good season, but he hit 12 home runs the whole year. And like you said, he already has 17 now in half of the season in the majors. It's pretty crazy. I think the main thing, well, it's a couple things. One, sort of regular playing time, but also he had a bit of a swing change. He's always had a good eye. Like, you know, people who've been teammates with him in the past, either in the minors or with the A's, have sort of noted that he's a super patient hitter. And basically he's gotten to the point now where his patience is so good, he's been able to really crush the pitches he has been able to get to hit. So, and I think part of that is just his confidence has soared, his sort of hot run. He's just very confident to play, and I think it's been a little bit of a snowball effect where it's leading to pitchers being more selective around him, and it's helping him get on base more, and then he's still honing in and doing damage with the pitch he is able to hit.
Eric Steffen with us from SB Nation, and we are about a month away from the non-waiver trade deadline. Arizona with a 3.5-game lead on the Dodgers in the NL West, a 5-game lead on the Giants. Which team in that division pulls the trigger first on trying to make a move for the stretch run?
That's a good question. I still see that as like a two-team race, but, you know, the Giants and the Rockies are all, they're not going to give up or anything. So they're sort of there. You look at the Rockies, they spend so much money on their bullpen, and yet they've been very bad in spite of that. So I wonder if someone's out there, if they just try to get relief help earlier. So maybe they're the ones. But other than that, I mean, it's probably the Dodgers or Arizona just sort of in an arms race, I don't know who's going to be first, but I would guess it's going to be one of those two teams, if not the Rockies with a quick bullpen move.
Do you expect the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks to both be in heavily on the Manny Machado sweepstakes?
Yeah, I still see it as a little bit of a long shot with the Dodgers because it's such a high cost for a rental, not price necessarily, although that factors into it. But the prospect cost. That said, it would really help in a lot of ways. He is going to be a free agent after the season, but if he's insistent on playing shortstop, then you can move Chris Taylor to say second base, where they really haven't gotten much production, and then that sort of helps him out a little bit. It shores up like the one true like weak spot in the lineup right now. So maybe that's something they look into. But from the Diamondbacks side, they've dealt with injuries themselves. I'm not sure. They went and got J.D. Martinez last year, so I'm not ruling anything out. But, yeah, I'm certain he'll be in play for both teams, and I'm sure they'll bid.
You've got to see the Cubs a lot the last 4 days, three nights and today's day game. What are your impressions of where Joe Maddon's team is right now?
Yeah, I mean they're sort of it's just still in the mix, obviously in the NL Central. I can tell you that just the Dodgers and Cubs played like seven times in the last 11 days, and I think like almost every day Javi Baez had like multiple hits. He did all sorts of damage in those games, and he's such a sort of a wizard defensively, just with all sorts of highlight plays, strong relay throw the other night to get someone at home plate. He has one of the quickest, the quickest hands probably in the infield in baseball. Just a fun player to watch. I think with them, I know Yu Darvish is still sort of circling around a return. He's not going to be back this weekend, but he's probably back sooner than that. Brandon Morrow had the weird injury where he hurt his back taking off his pants, which is always fun. But I think he's back now too. So once like Darvish gets back and it sort of looks more like Yu Darvish, I think they'll start to round into form a little more too. They certainly look like a team to beat. I think ultimately they probably win the division. I know the Brewers and Cardinals will have something to say about that, but I still think they're the class of that division. And ultimately, it's like they did last year. I know they were trailing at the break, but I think ultimately they're going to end up winning the Central.
I'm glad you bring up the Brewers because I agree. I think the Cubs right now, the most talented roster on paper. They've been a little bit up and down recently. The Cardinals are dealing with injuries. They've been more down than up recently. If you're the Brewers and David Stearns, are you looking to make a move? Is now a good time to go out and make a move and possibly, bid on one of those two pitchers that the New York Mets are reportedly putting out there?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like from afar, that's sort of where their biggest need seems to be. And, adding like an ace level pitcher to that staff, just strengthens them even more. They're certainly a contender. If they're able to add a pitcher like DeGrom or Syndergaard, that would be huge cost, obviously. And who knows if the Mets are actually willing to part with those guys. I'm sure they'll listen. But, that would be huge for them. But even just any like sort of durable starter, I think would help the Brewers just sort of lengthen their depth a little bit. And, for the long haul, I think that'd be good.
Is that the right move for the Mets to make right now to at least entertain offers on Syndergaard and DeGrom?
Yeah. I mean, it's always tough there. DeGrom still has like 2 years left after this year. I think Syndergaard's similar. In theory, when they want to be good again, they should still be around and still pretty good to great. But they're a mess right now. They're sort of their most. I know you don't want to like wave the white flag, but I don't know what else they have to do at this point. So I think you have to explore it and see if you get bowled over by an offer and if you can have a huge return, and you have to consider it. And then I think if you do that, then it's almost a full teardown at that point. You start to try to sell off all the other pieces too. So maybe that's what's holding them back, is they don't want to, you know, fully signal that. But then it just gets them in this rut of, you know, what do we do? And then are they still good enough? And how are they going to get good enough? So I can see where there's a little bit of hesitation there. But, yeah, I think you have to consider the offers at this point.
Let's stick in the NL East. What are we seeing from Bryce Harper right now? Are we seeing the pressure of a contract year get to him a little bit? And how do you think this affects what we see with him in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty bad. You know, he started off pretty hot to start the season, but then it's been like a month and a half where he just hasn't hit a ton. You know, still sort of walking, doing things like that, but just the batting average is super low and just the production. I still think, you know, given his sort of track record, he ends the season strong, then he's going to be okay going into the offseason. I always sort of balked at everyone sort of trying to predict his free agency the last few years, and they're just saying, well, it's $400 million guaranteed, and I've seen some places put as high as $500 million. I never really bought that, just given the way contracts are now. He probably signed something like an eight-year deal, but it'll have like three or four opt-outs, you know, these kind of crazy deals that you see. But, you know, it's one of these things. If he's hot at the end of the season, he's going to be a very sought-after commodity, and I think he'll get the sort of deal he's looking for. But if he's still struggling like he is now and just sort of puts up a so-so season, you can see the slivers of doubt probably in, well, he's been injured in this many years. He really only had the one great season. You can see sort of all the little nitpicky things can come out, and you can see some doubt there. But that said, he's going to still get paid this offseason, but I think he really needs to start and have to get some of those really high numbers.
Eric Steffen with us for just a few more minutes, covering MLB for SBNation.com. Let's switch our attention to the American League really quick. Shohei Ohtani ramping up his recovery efforts, starting to take some batting practice. It sounds like he's at least going to be available to the Angels down the stretch as a designated hitter. How would you handle him if you were Billy Epler and the Angels at this point?
Yeah, I think given where the Angels are at, and they're still sort of on the periphery of contention, I know they started today 9 games back of Seattle for second in the West, which is one of the wild card spots. So they're in a tough spot, and but I think you sort of have to see how this plays out. It seems like what Billy Epler said today was that none of the doctors have looked at Ohtani have said he needs surgery. So that's one good thing. But then they've also said that him batting won't really affect or further damage the UCL. So I think you try to consider that and have him in, even if it's not an everyday batter, if it's someone you can use at least half the time during the week or 4 times a week or something like that as your DH. We've seen he's been a productive hitter, so anything that could sort of help him I think would help. And as long as it doesn't do long-term damage, then I think it's something they have to consider because he would definitely add a lot to that lineup.
You bring up the Seattle Mariners. What do you make of what Scott Servais is doing right now, especially coming into the season? He had a lot of heat on him.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, we've seen what Cano got suspended. You know, guys are getting hurt like left and right, and they're still sort of, finding a way to get by. Like Mitch Haniger's been fantastic. Nelson Cruz has been great. It just seems like, Jerry Dakota's made so many moves, and they're starting to work out for him a little bit here. But, they're another team. I don't know what's left to trade in terms of, it seems like Jerry Dakota has found a way to scrape and find prospects to trade for guys whenever he can, but I could see them making maybe another move or two. It's hard to imagine them not making a move. So any kind of reinforcements they can get would help. But they built up such a nice little cushion here, not to say that they're going to just rest on that, but their start has been nothing short of incredible so far.
So take a quick peek at one of the teams in the American League Central, and that's the Minnesota Twins. Eric, we were talking earlier in the broadcast. John Paul Morosi wrote that he thinks the Twins are the closest team in MLB right now to going into sale mode. Which pieces on the Twins would you be most interested in if you were a GM of a contending team?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess the first one you think about is probably Lance Lynn, just because he's, you know, signed a shorter deal with the Twins as a free agent. So he'd be someone who could probably help a team looking for a starter. Jake Odorizzi, maybe less so, but he's also younger, so who knows there. I don't know. I guess Fernando Rodney, he's been pretty effective. He's, you know, he's 41 now, but he's still out there closing games, and some teams could use relief help down the stretch. In terms of the offense, I'm not really sure who would be. I guess Logan Morrison probably the same way, although he has a pretty team-friendly, or, you know, I think he has an option for next season in his contract, if I'm not mistaken. So, but he could be someone who moves too. But yeah, so I guess Brian Dozier too, going into free agency. But he's having a sort of a bad year, so it'd be tough. But yeah, I think probably maybe more of their pitchers are more attractive at this point. But they still have some pieces that can move.
Eric, always a pleasure chatting baseball with you here in Eastern Iowa. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Have a good day.
Eric Steffen of SBNation.com, and we started talking about the Dodgers there because Eric primarily has covered them up until today. The Dodgers falling to the Cubs 11-5 at Chavez Ravine. The Twins-White Sox game has finally gone final as well. Minnesota winding up a winner there over the White Sox in a game that you would normally hear on 107.5 FM, except it was a matinee at Guaranteed Rate Field earlier today. So Minnesota able to put one in the win column. Seattle remaining hot, beating Baltimore 4-2. Same score in Detroit. The Tigers on the wrong end of it, though, as they lose to Oakland. And Arizona shutting out Miami 4-0 earlier today as well. Big game in the NL Central tonight for the Brewers. They are on the road taking on Cincinnati. That'll be a 6:10 first pitch there. They're actually underway. I take that back as things have finally updated. Cincinnati on top of Milwaukee 1-0. And a game a lot of people are watching on ESPN right now, the Angels and the Red Sox scoreless after one inning. Bad news for the Houston Astros today. Carlos Correa going on the 10-day disabled list. The Astros in Tampa to face the Rays. Sounds like J.D. Davis will be coming up for the minor leagues to fill in for Carlos Correa. So you wonder what can slow down a team like the Astros? Injuries. And we've talked about how it's difficult to repeat as World Series champions, and the Cubs had that hangover after 2016. Well, the Astros have been just, they look better this year than they did last year. And remember last year they went out and made that deal to bring in Justin Verlander. I'm not sure there's a Verlander-type player available this year. I know Cole Hamels has had his name brought up in discussions, but we are getting to the point now, as John Paul Morosi wrote earlier today, one team is going to kick off the fire sale, and it may very well be the Twins. Eduardo Escobar, Brian Dozier, Lance Lynn, all three of those guys, certainly attractive options at this point.
And it would make sense right now with the way things are going and the way that some of these players, these younger players or guys that are in their prime who are struggling or in the minors, like Byron Buxton, is he still on his rehab assignment or has he been called back up? Either way, he's been injured and ineffective at the plate. And Miguel Sano, who was demoted to single A just a couple of weeks ago, things are not going well for them with guys that they really were counting on. And it seems like an insurmountable lead to overcome. So right now when teams are going through injuries or desperate for a starter like Lance Lynn or a guy like Brian Dozier, who seemingly has been talked about being on the trade block for the last 4-5 years, it seems like. I know it probably hasn't been that, but it seems like that. It's time to make a deal.
You're running out of time to join us at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. You still got about half an hour to get in here and get registered as Buddy Lee makes his way around catching some people that have just joined us. Somebody is going to leave here tonight in about 30 minutes with 4 passes good for any one day of the John Deere Classic next month in Silvis, Illinois. We're going to throw in a parking pass, and we've got $20 in Classic cash that's good for anything at the tournament. You're talking tournament merchandise, souvenirs, sodas, beer, food. You can use it for virtually anything. All going to one lucky winner tonight. I was just about to ask Buddy whether or not he ordered wings. You know what? Buddy's wings just came, and he is somewhere in the bar right now registering people. So we're going to take a quick timeout so that we can steal a couple of Buddy's wings. And when we come back, not only will we be enjoying half-price wings paid for by Buddy, but Kyle's going to bring you a big board update back after this.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Celebrate Independence Day by saving big money during Menards 4th of July sale. Menards has the appliances you're looking for with all of the latest features and the stylish looks you want in your home. Check out the wide selection of Whirlpool appliances, from washers and dryers to refrigerators. Right now, a stainless steel tub, front load washer and matching dryer with wrinkle shield are on sale for $697 each. Sale prices are good through July 4th during Menards 4th of July sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You gotta watch out for him. He's a good earner, but he's wild, takes too many chances.
Man, Buddy.
The wing's good?
Buddy is going to be livid. We'll chip in a couple quarters. They're half price. I think he can manage to order a second round if he wanted to eat the whole basket. You two can get in on the joy of half price wings with us at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Again, if you've never been here before, extremely easy to find if you're on 380. Just take the 42nd Street exit and head toward Old Marion Road. Turn on Old Marion Road, and bing, bang, boom, you're a couple hundred yards away from Nelson's Meat Market. Stop on in. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight, but half-price wings, which began at 6 o'clock, that goes until close every Thursday night here at Mulligan's. The beer of the night tonight, Sam Adams 76. $3.75 pints of Sam Adams 76 available from now until close as well. It is always a great time at Mulligan's. We've even got some folks taking advantage of the overcast skies sitting outside on the patio here. So plenty of room for you, and even if we run out of room, they'll make a spot for you. Stop on in. The KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. Check out lindertire.com for special online-only savings right now, including $50 off sets of select new sets of four tires. Again, that is only available online at lindertire.com. And something only available between 4 and 7 to KGYM listeners, that's Kyle back in the KGYM studios with a big board update.
The Hawkeye football team lost one of its young tight ends last night when Jake Coons announced on his Twitter he'd be stepping away from the team for the time being to concentrate on his academics. The phrasing he used would indicate a return is possible, but not certain. Coons redshirted as a freshman last season after coming from Solon as a three-star recruit. And just another quick update on the Lindell Wigginton NBA hype train. Sports Illustrated released their top 60 prospects for next year's draft, and Wigginton checks in at number 25. He's the seventh highest sophomore and fourth highest small guard. The Colonels lost their series finale with Beloit yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings, to snap a season-high tying six-game winning streak. They also lost pitcher Brewster Gratterall to High A Fort Myers, promoted after a relatively short stint in Cedar Rapids for a guy coming off Tommy John surgery. But he flashed his talent for sure, going 3-2 with a 2.18 ERA, 51 strikeouts in 41 innings, and a whip below one. The Gazette's Jeff Johnson says a scout recently called Gratterall the best pitching prospect he'd seen in 38 years. Gratterall wasn't the only call-up relevant to Cedar Rapids, as Xavier product Mitch Keller was promoted to AAA Indianapolis within the Pirates organization. He recorded a 0.64 ERA in four June starts and is the MLB's 13th ranked prospect. The guys are at Mulligan's until 7 o'clock with half-priced wings. They started about a half an hour ago, and once we're done, we're going to hand you over to ESPN programming.
All right, Buddy is now tackling what's left of his half-price wings. I guess
half of the half-price wings are still available.
Feel
to
bad about this. I guess
where
we're going to
have to. Where'd you put the bones?
Don't ask. It's like peanuts in the shell. I like to eat it.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Waste
gross. Not. Waste not, want not. No, I'm going to have to check my computer bag later on. I was trying to hide the evidence. Didn't do a very good job of it. Stop on in, and in between bites of his wings, Buddy will get you registered for those John Deere Classic tickets. We got four of them, as well as the parking pass and the $20 in Classic cash. The tickets and the parking pass are good for any one day. We got four tickets but one parking pass, so you can go all 4 days. You'll be on your own for the other 3 days if you want to park. They do have plenty of shuttle parking available. It's been several years since I've been over to the John Deere Classic, but beautiful golf course. If you've never been to the TPC Deer Run, very, very scenic. And, of course, Zach Johnson and some of the golfers that we'll be seeing here in Cedar Rapids the week prior to the John Deere Classic will be participating. Steve Stricker, who is a multi-time JDC champion. Tony Finau, who's one of the up-and-coming golfers on the tour. Not only will those guys be at the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic at Elmcrest, but they're also going to be participating in the JDC. And you can see them by winning tickets with us tonight here at Mulligan's, the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire, continuing on after this at 6:35. And what will LeBron James do tomorrow? I think we've got a good idea, but he's got several NBA teams in limbo at the moment. We'll discuss when we return.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Prices are dropping at Rent-A-Center. We've lowered prices on your favorite brands, from Samsung to Sony, Whirlpool to Ashley, HP, LG, and more.
There's never been a better time to get that HD TV, washer and dryer, refrigerator, furniture, or technology you want. Go on, stretch your budget even further with the price drop at Rent-A-Center. Rental lease purchase transaction.
The Firestone 30-day buy-and-try guarantee. It's the guarantee that means if you're not satisfied within the first 30 days of your tire purchase, Firestone will refund or replace them. No one is more committed to the quality of their tires than Firestone, and we stand behind everything we put our name on. Because while finding the right tire isn't always easy, choosing the right name should be. Find the right tire for you at your local Firestone retailer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Limitations and restrictions apply. See FirestoneTire.com for full details.
Let's talk about some premium trios like three-piece suits and 3D movies. But those who choose premium at the pump choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline for triple action engine protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel reward members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
The worst? Running out of your vitamins or supplements because you forgot to reorder. Here's John, a GNC pro, to explain why that won't happen to you anymore.
Busy people love our auto delivery because you save 10% and we automatically ship your next order right to your door for free. And you can pause or cancel anytime. With GNC free auto delivery, you never have to remember to reorder.
My advice? For auto delivery details, go to GNC.com or visit your local GNC store for details.
Back to the Todd Brobelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
6:38, and we mentioned the Cedar Rapids Colonels making the trip down to Burlington tonight, and they will not be playing that game as we have let you know. But if you're just joining us, the tarp blew off the field in Burlington. They had a 60-mile-an-hour wind blow through as part of a storm that hit the southeastern part of the state a couple hours ago. Peeled the tarp right off the field. Playing surface unacceptable tonight for both teams at Community Field. So the Colonels and the Bees are going to open that four-game series tomorrow with a doubleheader at Community Field. Game one will take place at 5 o'clock. I think we're looking at going down on Sunday. It's going to be a busy weekend of baseball if I do wind up going to Principal Park on Saturday to see the iCubs and the Memphis Redbirds. We mentioned this earlier, but friend of the show Luke Voigt is in Des Moines this weekend with Memphis. They've got a five-game series with the Iowa Cubs. Fergie Jenkins and Andre Dawson going to be at Saturday's game. And I think you and I are driving over the separately. We'll go separately, but if I run into you, beer number one
sounds good.
Is on
I'm
me.
Still trying to figure that out. Doesn't look like the Sunday game is going to work, but well, I'll see if I can make it on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a good call because I, from time to time, check the iCubs schedule to see when Memphis is coming in town, and I was not going to check the iCubs schedule this weekend, yet you were the one that pointed out that Memphis was, in fact, in town.
Colonels are out of town, so it's a good time if you're looking to check out a baseball game elsewhere and look at all those future players that will be emergency fill-ins for the Cubs and the Cardinals. The Redbirds actually have some decent prospects. Dakota Hudson.
Yeah, they still have him.
He's healthy and pitching. And a guy that I really like, Randy Arozarena, a outfielder that doesn't get a ton of buzz in the Cardinals organization, but they finally promoted him from AA to AAA.
Is Patrick Wisdom still
yes,
with the...
Yes, he is.
He is,
yeah,
okay.
Third baseman, guy that looks like he's going to bounce around the minors for a little bit and maybe get the opportunity to play in the majors at some point. You never know. But iCubs and
yeah.
Redbirds and friend of the show Luke Voigt on tap this weekend.
I was going to look at the iCubs roster, but nothing popped up.
There is not a whole lot on the iCubs roster right now. Dwayne Underwood Jr., who looked pretty good making his big league debut against the Dodgers earlier this week, he's back in Des Moines. You got guys like Victor Caratini, Mark Zagunas. We've seen a couple cameos of both of those guys up in Chicago, but not a ton of prospects calling Des Moines home this summer. 319-366-1600. So tomorrow is decision day for LeBron James. He has to inform the Cleveland Cavaliers of what he's going to do tomorrow. I think it's pretty clear at this point he's going to inform them that he's going to exercise that clause and become a free agent. It doesn't necessarily close the door on his return to Cleveland, but there's no way, no way that he says, you know what, I'm staying put tomorrow, is there?
No, there's no chance. I don't think that he's going to return to Cleveland unless Cleveland can do what the Lakers are trying to do and bring in some pieces to put next to him, whether that's Kemba Walker, Paul George, or somebody like that, possibly Chris Paul. He's going to try to make this work in Cleveland, and that's what the reports have been so far. But that doesn't mean that he is at, by any means, closing the book or shutting out any other suitor. He's going to look at every single option available and find out what's the best decision for him, because at this point in his career, this might be the last stretch run that he has to win a championship or multiple championships, and where he goes is going to decide how good of a chance that he has. And the way the league is constructed right now and the Warriors are ruling at the top, he has to go to a good situation just to have a chance to win a championship. And I would love to see him with Kawhi Leonard. I'd love to see him with Paul George or Kemba Walker or some of those other guys, but that might not be in Cleveland. And I think even Cleveland fans are coming to that realization. And I also think that they appreciate that he's at least trying to make things work in Cleveland before he completely shuts the book on them.
What's tomorrow's LeBron James storyline on ESPN programming? Once he once he makes the decision, once he lets everybody know what he's doing, what are we talking about at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Oh, it's open season. I mean, the rumors are going to be swirling about who he's going to be meeting with, where he's going to be meeting with them, what steakhouse they're going to be going to, what after-hours club they're going to be attending that night. It's going to be the whole dog and pony show like it was. How many summers ago was that now? 7 or 8 summers ago where he signed with the Miami Heat? I should know this, but I don't have that statistic off the top of my head. It's going to be – it's not going to be quite that open, though. And that's going to lead to more speculation. Okay, well, reports say that he met with the Golden State Warriors. If that happens, then all hell is going to break loose. It's just going to be so much speculation and a lot of people getting overreacting to every report that we hear. And that's what the LeBron story will be for the next month or so until he makes a decision, because he's going to be very slow with this. He's going to be very deliberate. And it's going to span the entire time of the entire amount of time that he has to make a decision.
Other than probably Cleveland, and I'll say the Lakers right now, what team is also sort of on edge about this decision? We mentioned the Lakers for a couple of reasons. The report earlier this week that LeBron was hesitant to be the first big-time player to sign with Magic Johnson and the Lakers. So you've got an organization out here that's trying to figure out whether it's worth it to pursue another big name, and they don't even know if that's going to be enough to get LeBron. So Cleveland is nervous for the obvious reasons. The Lakers are nervous because they don't have the talent to go out and pull off a trade for Kawhi Leonard, although it's been reported that they've renewed talks with San Antonio. I don't know how far they've gotten. What other franchises are a little leery right now as they await LeBron's announcement?
Well, you bring up the Lakers. I just want to start there because right now Magic Johnson is in a place where he has somewhat sealed his own fate if the Lakers cannot land a big name free agent in the next two summers. He says he's going to step down. And that's going to start right away with trying to get Kawhi Leonard to go to L.A. to give LeBron James the sense that they're going all in now. And L.A. has a lot of things. They have a lot of cap space. They have a lot of money. And they also have a lot of, in basketball terms, forgive me for using this term, but prospects. They have young, talented players that they've built through the draft that they're not going to win with just them. But if they bring in a superstar like Kawhi Leonard and trade for him, they have enough to send in return a pretty good package. So that's the team to look out for. Will they be able to get a deal done with the San Antonio Spurs to bring in Kawhi Leonard to then entice LeBron James to come? But the Philadelphia 76ers are another team that thinks that they have a shot post the Brian Colangelo deal. And the Boston Celtics, I think, believe that they have a shot. And those are the two up-and-coming teams in the East. If one of those two teams gets him, I mean, they might as well walk their way to the conference finals next year, and it would be a much more interesting NBA finals with LeBron James in either one of those two teams' lineups.
Let us know what you think LeBron is going to announce tomorrow on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600, and better yet, what does LeBron's decision tomorrow do for the rest of the NBA and the NBA offseason? 366-1600. It certainly provides a lot of content for the ESPN national programs, including the Dan Le Batard Show. They made it official earlier today. As a matter of fact, I happened to be in the car listening when they announced on the air they have come to a four-year contract with ESPN. So the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts not going anywhere anytime soon. For those of you who enjoy listening to Dan Le Batard in the morning, we'll have him
for the
next 4 years here on KGYM as long as we are an ESPN affiliate. I think that's great news, great show, and yes, I did spend my 35 votes today trying to get Lewis Brinson some All-Star recognition.
I forgot to do that. I'll have to do that tonight.
It's going to be interesting. I'm starting to pay a little bit more attention to the All-Star voting because it's getting closer and closer to the cutoff. And Major League Baseball also has the rule about an All-Star from every team. So you start looking and trying to figure out, you know, some of these teams that are in last place, who's going to be the All-Star from these teams, and then who's going to make it as reserves. And obviously the Cubs have a lot of support in the voting, a lot of guys running second and third across the league. So I'm most interested in a guy that we brought up with Eric Steffen here in hour number six, Max Muncy, former Midwest League ball player, a guy who looked for all intents and purposes to be a quadruple A type guy, one of those, not to disparage him, but a Luke Voit type player who just makes a living going between AAA and the major leagues. And all of a sudden, Max Muncy comes out of nowhere this year, 17 homers. I think he's hitting .256. When the Dodgers truly needed somebody to step in after they lost Corey Seager, after they dealt with some other injuries and their offensive production wasn't where it needed to be, this guy has been there. He's answered the bell for him. And the big reason why L.A. is only, what, three and a half games behind the Diamondbacks in the NL West right now. Max Muncy.
Max Muncy and Matt Kemp.
Who would have thought? Career resurgence. And that was a deal that looked at the beginning of the year like it was just Atlanta trying to move one step closer to moving that rebuild along. So they were sending Matt Kemp back to the Dodgers. It was a deal that really didn't even register with a lot of baseball fans. But Matt Kemp has revived his career this year with the Dodgers. Where would they be without those two guys? If you missed our segment with Eric, you can check it out. We'll have the podcast of today's show available for you, KGYMradio.com, shortly after we're done. It's 6:50. We'll take our final timeout, and when we come back, we'll check in one last time with the KGYM studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Kyle will have another big board update for you, and then we're going to send somebody to next month's John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois. I hope it's you. I do. But you got to be here with us at Mulligan's, the KGYM road trip continuing after this.
There's no place like the fair, the Linn County Fair in Central City, today through Monday. This Sunday is Military Appreciation Day, provided by USA Communications. To honor and thank our local military, all military personnel, current and past, get in free to that day's grandstand events. Freestyle Madness Moto and BMX Throwdown kicks off at 1. Then the Chuck Wagon Races kick off at 6 in the grandstand, sponsored by Kelly Concrete. For ticket information and locations, go to thelinncountyfair.com. The fair is located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, today through Monday, with free daily fair admission and parking.
sponsored by SPS Inc., Lynn Newsletter, CBS 2, Fox 28, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelynncountyfair.com and start your new family tradition at the Lynn County Fair. Whether your project is below ground, above ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools you need. We rent, sell, and service everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts, trench shoring systems, and portable restrooms. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools and small equipment for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. For the branch nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS.
Sexual violence happens every day in our communities, schools, and workplaces. Sexual violence thrives in silence. Let's talk about it. At the Iowa Victim Service Call Center, trained advocates are available 24/7, 365 days a year. Call us at 1-800-770-1650 or text Iowa Help to 20121. We believe you, we're here for you, and we support you.
Sponsored by the Family Crisis Centers in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You want some powerhouse, bone-rattling, ear-splitting fireworks? You won't have to go far, because Boom Boom Billy's has five area locations. Have a blast with Boom Boom Billy's fireworks, locally owned and operated. Like they say, Boom Boom Billy's fireworks are almost illegal. Check out their Facebook page for daily specials and locations. Get quality Black Cat fireworks at a great price and more. Open daily at 11 a.m. now through July 8th. Get loud and get wild with fireworks from your local guy, Boom Boom Billy.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we can try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Bring the kids. We got entertainment for the whole family.
Timing, because I just recently added a signed Charleston Chiefs jersey to my collection, signed by all three of the Hanson brothers, and it even has putting on the foil as an inscription on one of the numbers on the jersey. I love Slapshot. It's one of my all-time favorite baseball movies. We are just a couple minutes away from putting the finishing touches on another edition of the KGYM Road Trip. A big thank you going out to our sponsor, Linder Tire, and lindertire.com. Again, it is vacation season, and one of those things you got to think about before hitting the road this summer is how good of a good of shape your tires are in. LinderTire.com can help you with that. As a matter of fact, online-only savings right now. You can save up to $50 on sets of four new tires, several brands available. Check out LinderTire.com. Linder Tire, driving the KGYM road trip every other week here at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Somebody's going to be off to see the John Deere Classic in just a few minutes, but we cannot bring today's show to a close without checking in with Kyle one last time on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, back in the KGYM studios.
The Hawkeye football team lost one of its young tight ends last night when Jake Coons announced on his Twitter he'd be stepping away from the team for the time being to concentrate on his academics. The phrasing that he used would indicate a return is possible, but not certain. Coons redshirted as a freshman last season after coming from Solon as a three-star recruit. Just another quick update on the Lindell Wigginton NBA hype train. Sports Illustrated released their top 60 prospects for next year's draft, and Wigginton checks in at number 25. He's the 7th highest sophomore and 4th highest small guard. The Colonels lost their series finale with Beloit yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings, to snap a season-high tying 6-game winning streak. They also lost pitcher Brewster Gratterall to High A Fort Myers, promoted after a relatively short stint in Cedar Rapids for a guy coming off Tommy John surgery. But that's not to say he didn't flash his talent. He went 3-2 with a 2.18 ERA, 51 strikeouts in 41 innings, and a whip below 1. The Gazette's Jeff Johnson says a scout recently called Gratterall the best pitching prospect he'd seen in 38 years. Gratterall wasn't the only call-up relevant to Cedar Rapids, as Xavier product Mitch Keller was promoted to AAA Indianapolis Within the Pirates organization, after recording a 0.64 ERA in four June starts, he's the MLB's 13th-ranked prospect. The guys are still hanging out at Mulligan's for a couple more minutes. You might be able to catch them afterwards, but no promises. Once we're done here, we're going to hand you guys over to ESPN programming.
Yeah, you can come in and help us tear down and pack up all the equipment as we head back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We'd appreciate it. Now, that's what Buddy Lee is for. We just sent Buddy to the bathroom. We told him he needed to wash his hands and get the wing sauce off.
Are there any wings left?
Well, there are. We helped him with them, though. Last time there was wing sauce all over a couple of the equipment cases. It didn't go over very well with the higher-ups when we got back to the station. But a big thank you to everybody who came out to Mulligan's tonight and joined us for the road trip. Lots of people hoping to take in the John Deere Classic next month in Silvis, Illinois. We're going to hook somebody up. As a matter of fact, there comes Buddy. He's old Sticky Fingers himself. He's got some orange-tinted slips in his hand as he caught the last couple people to get registered for the tickets. Make sure you join us tomorrow. We're going to be back in the studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We'll check in with our good friend Jack Dom, talk a little baseball with him. His college roommate Scott Service has the Seattle Mariners riding high in the American League West. Plenty more to get to, and yes, we will have LeBron's decision tomorrow as well. That'll do it for a Thursday edition of the Road Trip. ESPN programming headed your way.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
Congratulations, Lionel Messi did it. He's the first male to score a World Cup goal in his teens, 20s, and 30s, and his